Hello, children. Why don't you gather around the fire? Sit down and listen to this latest episode of the Never Been Done podcast, special Christmas edition. Merry Christmas.
That's super fucking creepy, but...
What up? How's it going? We are the Never Been Done podcast. I'm Josh.
I'm Tyler.
And CBS is still angry.
Well, that's pretty much normal. I like how you started all creepy with a weird camp story weirdness for stuff, but when I'm like, oh, what about Santa's sleigh or Silent Night, Deadly Night? And you're like, you're a crazy person.
And that's my fault. I didn't call you a crazy person.
Whatever.
Those are your favorites. That's your choice, man.
Whatever.
I'm not judging.
Let me show you judge.
Show me judge. How's your week going? Are you still angry about everything?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, how's your week going, CBS? Are you still angry about everything?
Well, I mean, no more than normal.
Do you hate life still?
No more than normal.
Do you hate people still?
Well, I mean, people suck, so yeah.
Right.
Well, in general. I mean, not everyone. There's like a small island of people that could live. Actually, so the island, you know how we're talking about Tupac Island? This is like coming out of nowhere, sort of. If you guys haven't listened before, there's this thing that is a Tupac Island. It's a thing. Anyway, there's a commercial that was done that's like a band commercial. I don't know why exactly, but it was, they're selling some kind of alcohol, but I can't remember what it was. But that's basically what it was. That Tupac, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis, a whole bunch of like celebrity types on this island all like living the Caribbean life or whatever, partying it up, and then this boat comes by, and all of a sudden they all freak out because they see the boat, and they go to hide, and so, like, all of them hide pretty good except for Elvis, who's behind a palm tree, but his gut's sticking out, and the guy driving the boat's like, it's in a foreign language, so I don't know what country it's even from. Foreign language from us. Anyway, the guy basically tells the other dude, he's like, I think I saw Elvis, and he's like, you're crazy. And he rubs his eyes, of course, and he looks at the binoculars again, and Elvis is, like, peeking around the tree. It was hilarious.
Sounds hilarious.
Yeah, it was a good.
I guess he had to have been there, though.
Yeah, probably. My delivery pride isn't to do it justice. I don't hate everyone, Josh. I just hate most everyone.
You do.
It's not true. It's really not true. Actually, I'm an ambassador of goodwill to people, mostly. And then you get on the bad side of the line, and I'm like, yeah, burn.
You're just an angry man.
Well, the line's really close. And you're, like, right on it all the time.
Tyler's here. He's just,
I'm here.
He's doing fine. It's not like... I was telling a story about Tupac Island. I mean, what more do you need to know about that?
That could be a good Christmas movie.
Tupac Island?
Just,
a very Tupac Christmas?
What about... Alright, what about a movie where... I guess Castaway kind of did that. Castaway, to an extent, had a Christmas scene in it somewhere, didn't it? I was thinking it'd be cool for, like, a plane to crash with, like, more than one person, obviously, but right around Christmas, so it's, like, just a bunch of fucking people stuck on an island celebrating Christmas. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm into it.
But Castaway was kind of like that already. Weren't they, like, delivering, wasn't it, like, a FedEx plane with Christmas presents on it or something?
I think, no.
I don't remember enough to know that.
Because he was opening all that shit that kept coming up.
He worked for FedEx, so it was like they were just FedEx.
You need to watch that again. I think that's a Christmas movie.
I don't think it is.
If they were Christmas packages, that would be true. You know,
I think they were, though, because I remember him, like, unwrapping something.
Because it's like a birthday present.
Maybe.
I like how the one package he didn't open was probably a satellite phone. That's my theory.
Or dildo.
Either way.
I'm pretty sure the water would have destroyed it either direction, right?
No.
I mean, I guess the other ones are built for water, right? Sort of? No? Whatever.
And the water didn't destroy anything else, because those boxes float.
Huh.
That's how they got there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess they do float. Weird.
Yeah. So I went to the DMV today, or whatever it's called, to get my plates renewed.
Department of Motor Vehicles? Yeah, you're good.
The Mesa County clerk.
Yep, the clerk and recorder.
What it is.
It fucking charged me $100 in late fees. My tags were only $65. It cost me $170 because I waited
in a couple months long, too long.
Yeah, it's not that convenient for you anymore, is it?
And they didn't give me a new sticker, because usually they're like, oh, we'll just give you a new month sticker starting when the month you actually paid. They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
They used to. Last year they did. And this year they're like, oh, yeah, we don't do that anymore.
Think about what would happen if you're like the guy 3 years late.
The guy literally said that just encourages people to be late. So, yeah, we don't give you new month stickers. So you're just going to be due in July again. I'm like, fuck that shit. Fuck you and your pink shirt.
Well, you can only play the system for so
Mary
long.
Fuck. No, man. That was my loophole.
Was it the big guy?
No, it was just like half Asian looking guy with a pink shirt on.
How would you know?
And I said, fuck you and your pink shirt.
Oh, it was Nick?
No, he was an old man.
Oh. One of my friends works there.
Okay, that explains that.
And he's Asian. So I was like, oh, maybe it was Nick. Cool.
But, oh. No. Speaking of Asians, hate crime really is the only fan we have, I decided.
Yeah?
The only real fan, yeah.
Like he's like, yeah, the Richard Donner episode was really good. And I was like, he's still listening. Like, that's very surprising.
Oh.
We got one strong one.
There's one strong. That's all it takes, right?
We should probably give him some kind of a gift for being our most loyal fan.
We could all give him hand jobs.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Because there's only two things that CBS loves. Giving hand jobs and Diet Mountain Dew.
I do like Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, and Leroy, my cat.
I like Leroy.
Dip that dingus in some Diet Dew first and then let you go to town.
You'd probably suck it if there's dew on it.
Still not something's going to happen.
You're like, oh, the Diet Mountain Dew is so good.
You know, like how it doesn't take any time at all, and you're both back to giving each other blowjobs and handjobs.
No, that's you giving a blowjob to Tom.
What a weird situation.
He's Asian, so the thing's probably teeny. You know, it's not that big of a deal. It wouldn't even probably hit your tonsils, man.
Oh, I like how the one audience member that you guys believe we have, you're alienating. Good job.
We're alienating him because he's...
No, he'll laugh about it.
That's true.
Will
he? Yeah, he will. Tom's, he'll laugh. It's funny.
Yeah.
Good on you, Tom.
Good thing he's just listening to us, not trying to watch us with his little slanty eyes.
Seriously, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I had to get it in there.
Jesus. Yeah, we can't get, what were we at? Officially, we're at 7 minutes before everything went right to hell.
Right. Well, so I don't think Tyler has a soapbox today because he's feeling a little under the weather, so I figured my go and get my tags renewed. It'll be the soapbox today.
Mm. Yeah, I like how that led to attacking Tom.
Well, not attacking Tom. But yeah, fuck those people, man. Come on, why do I should have to... Why am I paying money to get a sticker on my license plate to drive my car on a road that I already pay for?
It's because of white privilege.
I don't understand. Yeah.
White privilege.
Just like, I'm white and privileged, so I got to pay a lot of fines, you know?
You're paying fines because you didn't renew your tags or
I didn't see any women or any people of color getting their fucking plates renewed there because they all get it for free from the government.
I don't know if that's true or not, actually.
Did you go in there with a Christmas shirt?
I did.
That's why. They're like, look at this white asshole. Fucked.
If you're wearing Tyler's shirt today, then maybe you've done better. I mean, it's still Christmassy, but it's like hunting Christmas. And animals having sex.
It's not hunting. It's just two deers.
You do see the camouflage, right? I mean, I know it's hard to see because it's camouflage, but...
Camo Christmas.
There you go.
Camo Christmas.
Yeah.
Camo's not back, man.
Oh, it's back.
It's not back.
It's fully back.
I don't think it ever left, really. You just couldn't see it. Camouflage.
Just come full circle again.
Yes, no joke. Look at that.
But I'm pump. No?
I always
okay.
I always listen to our episodes after the fact, and then I'll hear CBS tell a joke, and then realize I didn't listen to it when we were recording it, and then I'll laugh at it then. like that was kind of funny.
Oh,
but that
man.
Joke just now wasn't funny.
CBS Whatever. Got jokes, man.
It's true.
And hops.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
You can dunk a basketball is what that means.
Oh, okay.
You and your 9-inch hog can dunk a basketball. I don't know how you lift that thing off the ground, but...
It is a strain on my back. That's true.
That was funny.
That one. Like,
that made me laugh.
There's no setup, no work.
I'm like,
at
what's
all.
Taking that guy so long in there? Like, oh, he's tucking his 9-inch hog back in his pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why does CBS wear, like, baggy painter's pants? Or cargo pants. Or what are they called? The ones that like...
Cargo pants.
Cargo pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's because...
Hammer pants on the weekends.
Cargos are back to you.
It's because he has to hide that 9-inch hog.
But cargo pants are back.
I don't think they ever left. It's the same thing.
Cargo pants are back?
You just couldn't see them underneath the pile.
They're back from where?
From the dead.
Like, it's a fashion thing, I guess.
Especially in skating. It's like getting out of control again.
Really?
Cargo pants.
That's dumb.
Coming back full on. Not shorts, just pants. But pants that, like, don't actually cover your shoe. They're, like, high waters a little bit.
They're, like, skinny jeans?
But no, they're baggy.
They're high water,
but, like, people
baggy
are purposely wearing them so, like, you can still see your sock a little bit.
You want to show off the shoes, get those endorsements, buddy.
It's quite interesting. I don't think I can commit to such a change.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
Granted, I really only like shorts anyway, also. But
so technically, you're already accomplishing it. You just have them cut in the right place rather than, yeah.
Sure.
All right.
High water pants.
White privilege.
I guess.
Can't get behind either of those things.
So what are we doing today?
News.
Let's do news.
What episode is it, Tyler?
What's the episode?
42.
And on to the news.
27.
79.
26?
62.
I think it's 27.
Maybe.
It was 26.
Wasn't Donner
25? Who cares, anyway?
Okay.
Well, that's the only way to keep track of things.
So I got some cool things today. Like, this is going to be kind of a long episode, CBS.
So that'll be different?
Get ready for this. Golden Globe nominations have been released. We're not going to talk about all of them, but there's a few big ones.
Tell me when you're done. I'll be in the corner.
Why?
Go on.
No, this is right off the bat. Best Motion Picture, Black Panther was nominated for Best Picture.
Also, keep in mind, these are the Golden Globes, not the Oscars, so they don't really matter.
Well, but a lot of times the one movie that wins the Golden Globe also wins Best, like, wins the Oscar, too.
No.
A lot of times.
Mm.
But also... The other ones are Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, If Beale Street Could Talk, and A Star is Born.
So I think A Star is Born is the only one that's not really controversial.
I don't think Black Panther's controversial, is it?
They get the black vote.
Questionable if it's...
Black vote. It's also Black Klansman, black vote.
At least there's two to split it up, no?
Bohemian Rhapsody, possible gayness... Mostly bisexuality, but what else? If Beale Street Could Talk has something to do with... It was made by that guy that made Moonlight about the gay kid.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, like, he's got their vote because of that, because he fucking dazzled everyone with his black homosexual
movie. The only one that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
It's not out yet.
Oh, it's not?
No, it comes out, like, Christmas Day or something.
How the fuck did they get a nomination already, then?
Because it's... Awards ceremonies get to see the shit before the end of the year for that reason.
That way can be included or not included.
Especially this one, because, like, you know, the Oscars obviously don't happen till March, but...
Okay, so that explains why Best Motion Picture Musical or... Okay, that was the nominations for Best Motion Picture Drama, Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book, Mary Poppins Returns, and Vice, and Mary Poppins Returns isn't out yet either, so I thought that
same
was...
Same shit. They just see it before. But Mary Poppins Returns, huh?
But here's the cool thing. The coolest part of all the nominations, I thought, was Isle of Dogs got a Golden Globe nomination for Best Animated Feature, which I think it very much deserves, and also Best Original Score, which I think it deserves. So,
was that Alexandre, French dude?
Yeah.
I don't know how to say his last name. I don't want to disgrace him by attempting it.
Like the other one's better.
But good for Wes Anderson, man. That's cool.
Is it Alexandre? Confusing me. I don't know. But wait, who else? You got all of it there?
Uh-huh.
Who else is in the scores? I want to know that.
Best Original Score. Marco Beltrami, A Quiet Place.
That was good.
Yeah, Alexandra Desplat for Isle of Dogs.
See, the last name, I'm like, I don't know how to say
Ludwig
that.
Goransson for Black Panther.
Yeah, that score wasn't that good.
That was garbage.
Black vote, once again.
Justin Hurwitz for First Man.
That was really good.
Fist Man. I almost said Fist Man. I was sure like, what's that?
That's Fist Man.
And Mark.
Fister of the Century.
Mark Shaiman for Mary Poppins Returns. Again, it's not out, so I.
Well, of what I know, my vote goes to.
Isle of Dogs.
I was going to say First Man. That one's really good.
I haven't watched First Man yet. I want to sit down and just like.
It's good.
I gave it to you.
I know.
So you could watch it.
Dude, I've been watching a lot of movies.
A lot of Christmas movies.
There's a lot of just movies in general.
A lot of Christmas movies.
That's true.
Battling
with Paul Rudd and Giamatti. Yeah.
Can I just say for the record, though, Infinity War is 10 times better than Black Panther was?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Best Motion Picture Animated, the Ralph Breaks the Internet and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse are both on there. Mirai, I don't know what that is. And Isle of Dogs and Incredibles 2. So
I'll go Isle of Dogs on that.
Did you guys see the trailers at the end of Venom? Or not trailer, the like.
Oh, with fucking Woody Harrelson?
No, that was the catch in the credits. The catch in the credits, like the bumper or the teaser. But at the end of the movie, they had a preview. Or like a sequence. I don't know what you'd call it because it's not. It doesn't connect to. It's like a chunk of the animated Spider-Verse movie with Miles and Peter, and like it's animated, pretty impressive.
I wonder if that's in the copy I have. I didn't go that far.
Ooh, see there you go. You watch the credits.
I saw the Woody Harrelson thing, and I thought that was it. So.
No, there's another piece afterwards. Although it doesn't connect to Venom, it connects to the animated movie.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't Donald Glover the voice?
I don't know that. He was in the animated cartoon.
Isn't this
series.
Like a Miles Morales story, not a Peter Parker story?
It's a mixed match because it's like a whole bunch of characters from Spider-Verse. Peter's in it too, but Miles is probably the main focus, I guess. But I don't know if it's Donald doing the voice or not. I don't know that.
We don't know if Miles is the main person.
Well, from the preview piece, it seems that that's what it is.
Garbage!
I know, right?
There's only one Spider-Man, and his name's Peter fucking Parker.
It's Mexi-Man.
No, I don't agree
Fuck
with that.
Fuck that bullshit.
There's multiple Spider-Mans.
No, there's a Spider-Man. His name is Peter Parker. Yeah, it's not the fucking Green Lantern Corps. It's not the Spider-Man Corps. There's not like a million fucking of them.
Yeah, there is. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but they're
there's
all called Spider-something else.
Whole universe.
There's a Spider-other things.
Spider-Verse.
Maybe they'll get the Mexi vote.
No. Well, he's a mixed race, so I guess
anyway.
There's both options.
Can we start a new superhero, which will be the Mexican Black Panther, and we can just call him the Brown Panther?
It'd be the Black Jaguar.
What if you did a White Panther?
The Brown Panther.
Okay.
The Brown Leopard.
That seems like a stupid name.
Oh, and when they were making the Black Panther, that wasn't a stupid name?
Well, they had different
Brown
names
Panther,
first.
Starring Danny Trejo.
I'd be into that, actually.
I do like Danny Trejo. That's funny.
All right. So, anyway, Golden Globes. We'll talk more about that after the Christmas season's over, because then we'll get into the Oscars, and we'll probably just forget the Golden Globes, because it's kind of like the garbage thing.
Barkeep.
God damn it.
Leroy, get a drink. She left the room. She doesn't care.
All right, let's do this real quick. Let's do the news real quick.
I thought that was the news.
Some more. So, did you guys see the cat in the Captain Marvel trailer?
The cat?
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, the cat that like Nick Fury like pets the cat.
Yeah.
So that is a Flerkin. What's a Flerkin, CPS?
I don't know the answer to that.
So Captain Marvel in the comics has a pet cat, but it's an alien. It's called a Flerkin, and it like, can open its mouth all fucking huge and eat things, and it has like pocket universes inside of it.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's the cat.
Like, kind of like Orion's belt in Men in Black.
Same
kind of. But it's like, it can eat crazy shit and do like open its mouth all huge. And like anyway, the reason that that's been confirmed, that's what it is because they did this messed up thing where they showed the toys before the movie's out, and it like was a spoiler because Nick Fury comes with the cat, but the cat's all shackled with its arms and legs shackled. You're like, wait a minute, a cat has all legs. And you're like, well, this cat walks on its back legs and has its arms shackled because it's a Flerkin. It's an alien cat. Pretty neat.
Walks standing up.
Sometimes.
I feel like they do that with toys every single time a movie comes out, and like they never learn from it.
They made a mistake.
They also revealed who Jude Law is as well through an action figure, but then they automatically withdrew it.
He was in the trailer too.
No, what his name is?
Mar-Vell.
Oh.
He's not Mar-Vell. He's somebody else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I forgot what his name was, but yeah.
Really? He's not Mar-Vell?
Mm-mm.
Really?
I don't think so.
That's weird. I'm pretty sure he is, but...
They gave him a different name.
Weird.
Anyway, maybe it is Mar-Vell, but...
Maybe
they didn't
he's
call
actually
the,
Captain Marvel, and then Brie Larson is Mar-Vell. That'd be cool. That'd twist on things.
That'd be weird.
There's gonna be... They're... Well...
Could win Best Picture, though.
Maybe.
They're working on a 21 Jump Street reboot, supposedly, with that Awkwafina chick and Tiffany Haddish, which is dumb. Because
who's the Awkwafina chick?
She is in... I think she's in Crazy Rich Asians, and she was in the Ocean's 8. The Asian chick who does the fucking makes the...
The one with the crazy eyes.
Yeah.
And the dead face stares.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Like the chick that plays the mom in Fresh Off the Boat?
Don't know, never saw that. Did you guys see Future Man?
No.
I saw like 3 or 4 episodes of it.
She's a girl who works at the game store that later on, after the reality changed, ones of being like a... hired friend for our main character, Future Man. She's the one who works in the game store and starts talking about how much she likes Italians because she thinks that they're... This is weird. This is something one of you two should say. Because it doesn't fit me normally. It's hilarious, though. She's talking about how she thinks of Luigi, how she'd hook up with Luigi if she could hook up with a game person.
You alright in there, buddy?
Josh has spilled hard for all you fans out there. Hard.
That was like a full floor.
Running on slippers.
Oh, man. All
right. He's all right, everyone, I think. You okay? CBS will walk on your back later. That's cool.
That's not good.
Well, you got 2 of them.
It's weird that it hit your kidney. That's unfortunate. See, that's why we need a video part of the show. Not because that was good to watch, because it really was. I didn't see
it
at all.
Or we just need, like, Bluetooth setups so that, like when one of us goes to take a piss or leaves the room, we can just keep talking and people can hear us.
Oh, yeah, because him on the floor would have been kind of funny, probably.
Probably would. Probably would have heard his bones just smack right off the hardwood.
That's bad altogether. Anyway, so back to Future Man, because that's what I was trying to talk about first. I rudely interrupted. So Future Man, at the beginning there, our main character, he goes to the video game store because he has to buy a new remote control because he broke his game controller. And while he's there, they wind up talking, and somehow they wind up talking about who you hook up with in video games. Anyway, she's like, oh, I took her with Luigi. And they're both like, Luigi, really? Because, I mean, what a weird choice, right? She's like, no, I love Italians. I bet his cock is all hair. Awesome. And it's like, it's super dirty. And, like, I don't deliver it correctly, but, yeah, it's hilarious.
Huh.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the same lady. Not that it helps at all, because you probably don't remember that show or didn't see that episode. Although I think it's the first episode that happens in. Actually, I'm positive it's the first episode. So you have to see the first one to get that juicy bit of whatever. It's funny.
Is it this chick right here?
I can't tell from here that she looks a lot more normal pretty than...
Oh, that was fucking rough.
No, that's not her.
Damn it. Well, I don't know.
God damn, that hurt. Whew. Thought I could run and grab that real quick, like within like seconds, and that didn't work out at all.
No.
I slipped and fell super hard.
That's not good.
That's probably one of the worst stickers I've had in a long time.
That was rough.
I felt it. Like, and I haven't even really been drinking. Like, it was because I was wearing slippers and like slipped and fell.
Man, middle of the doorway too, so in the door frame.
Well, there's like this cat, like, bench. It's not like a tower, but it's made out of wood. It's not like one of those carpet ones. It's like actually wood shelf, Jesus. Kind of. And it just like stabbed me right in the left kidney. That's
really not good.
Woo!
That's rough.
Back to the news. Ryan Reynolds is going to produce a movie that was written and released on Reddit, and it's called The Patient Who Nearly Drove Me Out of Medicine. It's going to be a horror movie. Sounds interesting.
Huh.
The Lego Batman director Chris McKay is working on a sequel.
For Lego Batman?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Zack Snyder reveals that there was a deleted Lois Lane scene in Justice League that wasn't in the movie that kind of adds more to the Superman being dead and how she handled the situation. Again, more Zack Snyder's talking about more things that the movie would have been if he would have done it.
Well, yeah. Hindsight.
So, still waiting for that Snyder cut just so I can see it.
Right. Men in Black, it's not actually going to be a reboot. It's more of a spinoff. It has its official title, Men in Black International. And Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson will star in that. I think it'd be good. Because they're not like doing away with the Tommy Lee Jones, Will Smith stuff. It's just going to be another group of Men in Black.
Yeah, side to it.
Like them in space?
I think,
it'll actually be like Thor and Valkyrie, like.
Not intergalactic.
As Men in Black.
International.
I think that, it'd be kind of cool if they went to space.
That'd be cool, though.
Like Men in Black in Australia.
Actually travel to other worlds.
Like Men in Black in
New Zealand.
New Zealand.
There you go.
Men in Black in China.
Same idea.
They better fucking check all those hobbit holes, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah. New Zealand's full of them.
That MoviePass shit, they're still trying to make it work, man. And now that they're going to try and do it where there's three separate plans. So, the first plan is more money, and then the second plan is a little bit less and a little bit less. And it, depending on what plan you have, you get to go see, the bottom plan, you won't be able to see any 3D movies or anything like that. But the top plan, you will be able to, depending on how much you pay per month. So I think the top plan, they're saying, is going to be about $25 a month. Which, again, if you see at least three movies a month, it pays for itself.
It does, but it only works at certain theaters, too.
Yeah, they're trying to make it work, is the thing. So, I don't know.
Good luck.
Joe Pantoliano, is that how you say it?
Maybe.
Yes.
He is going to return as Captain Howard in the new Bad Boys for Life movie. He's officially signed on, so that's cool. He's a pretty integral part of those movies. I was excited about that. Jake Gyllenhaal, I don't know if they've officially said anything about it yet. I don't know, but he's supposed to be Mysterio in the new Spider-Man Far From Home movie.
Yeah, I read about that.
Huh.
So he's teasing people that he'll be Mysterio, kind of. He's kind of hinting at it. So that could be cool.
Sure.
And last but not least, CBS is going to fucking love this one.
Uh-oh.
Kevin Smith wept on the set of Star Wars Episode 9, said J.J. Abrams is doing the Lord's work. It's so beautiful.
Mm.
So not only do you hate Star Wars and
I don't hate
J.J. Abrams, but you loathe Kevin Smith.
I like J.J. Abrams just fine. I just don't like movie 9, The Last Jedi, which wasn't directed by him.
Eight.
Whatever Last Jedi. What's that guy's name who directed that?
Rian Johnson.
Yeah, I hate that fucking guy.
Who did a fantastic job,
by the
way.
He's fucking terrible.
I liked that one.
Yeah, right. I think it depends what generation you're from, maybe. But he also designed movies on purpose to either be loved or hated. He wants both sides of the field, which is not what you do with a franchise. It's a beloved franchise. That word didn't come out of my mouth, right? It doesn't matter. Oh, it doesn't matter how much I hate that fucking movie. The fact that Mark Hamill didn't like that movie should tell you something. If it doesn't, I guess...
He was only ever famous because of Star Wars and never in any other good movies?
Well, he was in Guyver, but I wouldn't say it was good. He's the Joker's voice, but that's not really a movie. Except for when it was the one movie with Batman Beyond.
Saying his credibility isn't that, high on my list.
Well, that's his whole life, man. It should tell you that, it's, as far as, acting's concerned, yeah, the guy pigeonholed himself because he was in a role he couldn't get out of. He couldn't be anything else because that's what he was so known for it.
He could have been something else.
He tried. He just didn't have the same chops or luck that Harrison had. I mean, Harrison landed in a batch of movies before that.
Because he was a badass.
Well, that's true. And he landed in a batch of movies directly during it, which is why he wanted them to kill Han Solo in the first place. So that way he could have the out and not get stuck as only Han Solo. So, better plan his career.
He was more of a badass.
That's true. I mean, he definitely is the...
He was a fucking janitor?
No, he was an actor before that. He the whole working on the set thing and being a handyman was what he's doing between jobs, just like how most actors had. Well, back in the old days, most actors worked as, like, I don't know, a waitress or a bartender or something else while they were doing the other crap.
He had swagger, though. Mark Hamill never really had that.
Right.
Yeah, I can't deny that. But as far as, like, a thing's concerned, show-wise or character-wise or movie-wise.
Here's the deal. Mark Hamill / Luke Skywalker was a whiny bitch in every movie except Return of the Jedi. God. He was, though. He was a whiny bitch in Empire and Star Wars A New Hope.
I can't,
so it's just like, why is it surprising to you that he was a whiny bitch in Last Jedi?
Because he grew up in Return of the Jedi.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he did.
People revert to their old ways all the time in real life.
He's like, oh my god, my nephew, who's so stacked and yoked and has fucking stupid facial hair, he might be a Darksider, so now I wouldn't be all sad and annoying.
That makes perfect fucking sense, man. I don't know what to tell you. It does.
That's right. You can believe what you want to believe. I don't care. The movie's over and done, so it's trash.
All I know is that nobody wants to be Luke Skywalker from New Hope or Empire. Everybody wants to be Han Solo. I don't know what to fucking tell you. Everybody grew up wanting to be Han Solo. It's like, I'm going to be Han Solo, but I'm going to beat Luke up and steal his lightsaber. That's what it was all about.
I don't... Okay. That does not has nothing to do with that movie being good or bad. That absolutely nothing at all to do with it.
It's great. It's fantastic. It was beautifully done.
Yeah, it's not.
I will say this, though.
It's terrible, but that's all right.
Darth Vader, pre-Darth Vader, even more of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. It runs in the family, for sure.
It runs in the family, but it gets slightly less bitchy, like...
Like Padme wasn't complaining, like... Queen Amidala wasn't fucking bitch, like, annoying, and that bleeds over into Leia for sure. Like, Leia's not really annoying. But Luke is definitely his dad. He's like, oh, I'm all in play.
Like, Padme died. Oh, so my kid.
Yeah, you fucking murdered him, asshole. Like, fuck off.
I like your Hayden Christensen impression. That's pretty good.
That's my Hayden Christensen and Mark Hamill impression.
That
together.
Guy's, like, done, too. Like, when's the last good movie he's been in?
What's that Jump movie he did?
10 years ago. Jumper. Go.
Jumper.
I like 10 years ago. I like that movie.
10 years, not because of him, you didn't. That could have been anybody.
Sam Jackson was awesome in that.
No,
yeah, he was.
I don't even like it because of Sam Jackson. I like it because that fucking, the Scottish dude that's in it.
Oh, yeah, that guy's like good. Him. He's good. He's good in everything, though. Jamie Bell.
Is that what his name is?
That guy?
I don't remember.
The guy that plays his friend?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Jamie Bell.
The one that has the shit in, like, Egypt or whatever?
The guy from, what's that fucking movie? That indie movie that was super awesome back in the day. The Chum Scrubber. That guy?
What is it?
What? The Chum Scrubber.
Is that a movie?
That's a movie.
Okay.
You guys haven't seen that?
I know. Fucking blowing my mind today.
Christ.
It's funny because, like, I was talking to Tom. Yeah, Jamie Bell. This is his name.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
That's what he said, yeah.
I was paying attention.
Nailed it.
Let's go. Let's look at this movie that you're talking about. He's in Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he was in the new one.
Oh.
He was fucking...
He's the thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Movie's
still I refuse to watch that shit.
It's a bad movie.
Badass.
Chum Scrubber.
Oh, yeah, you talking about Chum Scrubber or you talking about Fantastic Four?
Both.
There we go. Chum Scrubber, 2005.
I mean, I did see it.
A darkly satiric story about life crumbling in the midst of a seemingly idyllic suburbia.
That was like the next best thing after Donnie Darko.
It's got Allison Janney in it. Glenn Close. Pretty big movie, actually, if those people are in it. Damn.
I guess I'll have to give you that movie. Mm-hmm.
Ralph Fiennes is in it, too.
It's a good one.
Fuck. Oh, John Hurt, speaking of. Kevin McAllister's dad is in it.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes it good, really, but okay. I'm sure that the movie has merits, but that particular piece being what makes it good is unlikely.
Best indie film of whatever, 2005, yeah. Whatever it was.
I
was checking out for numbers. That was pretty good, Tyler.
Hate Crime was all like, Josh, when I can't believe how many movies you've seen. And I'm like, Tyler's seen more movies than me. He's like, yeah, I guess. And I'm like, no, he has, like. He said that I seem like I'm the one that has watched so many movies. And I think between the three of us, we all have seen a shit ton of movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we're doing this fucking podcast, but I feel like you're number one in this circle.
I don't know. I feel like CBS might be.
I've seen a lot of movies.
Especially among, like, the B, C, D, E
And like, F movies?
Like, yeah, like...
fucking...
I haven't seen a lot of those.
The dog shit...
I'm pretty...
The dog shit series?
I don't think that's what you would call
any of that. Where Ice Pirates is king?
Ice Pirates is the fucking best thing ever. You shut your mouth.
Yeah.
You shut your mouth.
Can't do it.
Robert Urich? Fucking shut your mouth. Shit's awesome. Just the wrong time frame for you.
Okay, and speaking of Kevin McAllister's dad, let's get to the... Let's get to the shit that we came here to get to. Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Christmas movies. Today we're going to do tier two. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad movies. That just means that they're not quite good enough to make tier one. Correct?
Correct.
Sure. I lost my notebook.
Good job. Everything.
And I spilled my drink. I have no idea what's going
on. Maybe you should ask Ryan Gosling where your notebook is.
Ryan
or James Garner.
That's not funny.
Whichever one you want to ask.
I spilled two drinks. I spilled my coffee and my drink.
I had an argument the other day before we actually get into this about The Notebook being like the worst movie of all time.
I could agree with that.
Because so many chicks are all about it. Like, it's the best romance movie ever. And you're like, what movie did you watch? I didn't see any romance in there at all, hardly. It's like them arguing when they're young. And then, like, somehow coming together when they're fucking old and about to die. And the actors that played the old characters had, like, no chemistry and didn't remind me of... Like, that was a poorly cast fucking movie. Like, maybe not for Ryan Gosling, but for everyone else.
Rachel McAdams? Garbage.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't like her. She annoys me.
She's okay sometimes.
That fucking sucked.
But
I'm struggling, man.
Fuck that movie.
I thought Tyler was going to be the one that struggled today, and it's definitely been me. And not on purpose. It's just like bad hand flailing and stuff. It's not even like
God.
Episode 10 solo fuck-ups because I'm wasted. It's because I'm just struggling. Like, just life.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on over there.
Yeah, you're like... It's like your hands and feet are super big today. And you're walking through like a really tiny house, like, I don't know what to
do. It's like I'm fucking Edward Scissorhands trying to shake something, like, and freaking out and just cutting out of his clothes. And
right.
It's really big hands.
All right. Why don't you get us rolling? I'm going to get a towel real quick.
That's pretty funny. You going to talk about a movie, Tyler?
All right. Let's see. Where to begin? I'll start with what I would think is probably not the best of these.
Okay.
Let's go with...
Jingle All the Way?
No. I was going to say Christmas with the Cranks.
Okay, yeah, I can feel that.
Which is basically Home Improvement, but Christmas.
Yeah, we can see that too.
Because it's fucking Tim Allen and what's her name?
Oh, I don't remember the lady's name, but yeah.
Ah, what is her name?
Mm.
She was so good in that Lady Bird movie. I'm still pissed she didn't win the Oscar for that.
That didn't help because the now I can think of is the girl from Lady Bird. Yeah. I don't remember her name.
Not that bitch, but
yeah, I know
the other one.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it's like Patricia something.
Well, it makes sense, I guess. Yeah, I don't remember her name at all. But yeah, Christmas the Cranks is basically Home Improvement, just Christmas. Without the chorgling for the sound effect that he would do for the show. Yeah.
What did we pick, Christmas of the Cranks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically Home Improvement, but Christmas.
Oh, no, it's not the same chick. Never mind.
It's got Cheech in it.
I forgot. I thought it was Home Improvement.
It's got Dan Aykroyd.
But
it's basically Home Improvement.
No, it's not basically Home Improvement.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen's the king of Christmas. He's been in more Christmas movies than anybody but one.
I thought the mom was the...
Same actress, isn't it?
The same actress as Home Improvement, but it's Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't remember the movie very good then.
Maybe I don't either.
You've probably never seen it.
I've seen it.
Just like you lied about everything else.
I've never seen The Night Before.
Yeah, you have.
No, I hadn't seen it until the other night when you made me watch it.
And it was fucking great, wasn't it? What? That's why you're not allowed to pick the movies. That's why you have your own list. CBS's side list, like what's got it's like not. Silent Night, Deadly Night on it. And what's the Goldberg one that you like?
Santa's Sleigh. Awesome.
No. It's probably terrible. It's probably worse than Ice Pirates.
It's like bad good. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't like fucking brilliant pieces of cinema like Last Jedi, but I watched Ice Pirates on repeat.
If that's brilliant piece of cinema, then you really have no room to talk about anything.
Yeah.
My God.
Just because you have a 9-inch hog doesn't mean you're always
right. I don't
wave
it around like a stick. So, I mean, whatever.
You should.
You mean like a log?
Yeah, good one.
Like a Yule log.
My God. Out of control.
CBS's Yule log. From now on, that's what's getting called.
Okay, so Christmas with the Cranks.
What's up, Yuli? I'll just call you Yuli.
It's not good.
So Christmas with the Cranks is... This is one of my mom's favorite movies. So,
really?
Yeah, so one of her favorite Christmas movies, so... I watched it with her. She always wants to watch it when I go home and stuff, so I like it.
Okay.
Sit down.
I guess I'm having trouble remembering this one. I thought.
Well, when you said the Home Improvement lady, I totally thought that's who that was.
So Tim Allen and Jamie Lee Curtis's daughter moves away, and she's not going to be home for Christmas because she's going to be out of the country, and like Christmas is a big deal to them. So they're like, fuck it. We spend so much money on Christmas every year. Let's just take all that money that we spend on Christmas because we don't have to because our daughter won't be here, and we're going to go on a fucking tropical vacation instead. And they're like, that's a great fucking idea. So they, like, don't put up their Christmas decorations. They don't buy Christmas presents. They don't do any of that shit. And the rest of the neighborhood, because they're, like, usually the king and queen of Christmas, are like, what the fuck? Put up your gigantic snowman on your roof. Put up your Christmas lights. Do this. And they're like, no, we don't want to. And at the end of the day, their daughter ends up coming home with her new fucking foreign European boyfriend. And they got to hurry up and set everything up and fix it. And then Santa Claus drives a Volkswagen. That's the movie, and Cheech is in it. He's a cop.
Does that make sense?
And the little kid from the youngest son from Malcolm in the Middle is also in it. And Dan Aykroyd. Anything else?
Dan Aykroyd's one of the other neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of a louse in it, but he's awesome. So
Dan Aykroyd's awesome in everything.
That's true.
So yeah, I like it. It's a good one.
Okay,
I gotta mark these off. So I know where we're at. I'm going to pick. Can we just go pick back?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about that new one, Christmas Chronicles. Let's talk about that one on Netflix, the new Netflix original.
The one with Snake Plissken in it?
Yeah, man. That one was good. I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I liked it too, actually.
It's instant classic, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Definitely pretty solid.
Basically get Kurt Russell getting to be Elvis again in the movie. It's awesome.
Kurt Russell's like such a good Santa.
Great, and this is a real beard.
How has no one thought of that before?
That's a real beard, right?
Yeah.
Right? I thought it.
I'd assume so.
The dude, yeah, well, he wore the beard in Hateful Eight and in the Tomahawk movie, too.
Bone Tomahawk?
Yeah.
I remember that. The cannibal one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, like, he rocks a beard like nobody. That's awesome.
A cannibal Santa? That'd be fucking cool.
There probably, you know, I don't know if there has been or not.
Like one of your fucking... D movies.
Ooh, that'd be a good idea.
Is it really there for?
Copyright 2018.
Santa the Cannibal.
It's right on the nose with the title, but awesome.
Question. Is it okay that I picked up my ice that I spilt on the floor, put it back in my cup, rinsed it off in the sink, then made a drink with it? Is that okay?
Sure. It's your house, so I think you are around all the same germs all the time anyway.
I rinsed them off, though.
That's what makes it okay.
I think it would have been all right anyway.
I don't know. Maybe.
I made it with the second round. I ran out of those seltzers, so I made it with kombucha.
Kombucha?
Now we're getting real hipster in here.
That's the only sparkling stuff. That and cider in my fridge. So yeah, you're right. I guess pretty hipster drinks. Huh? Vodka, cider, kombucha, and ice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I call this that drink the Christmas with the Cranks. I just named it.
Okay. Good job.
Oh, Christmas Chronicles.
Yeah.
Anything special about it?
It's freaking, well, it's got Goldie Hawn for a second. That's pretty cool.
It's like
so the
Kurt Russell, his woman Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn's son is the dad in the movie.
Who dies.
Who dies.
Not there's not a spoiler that happens. It happens real fast.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were like more Russells or Hans in that movie.
He basically Paul Walker's. He burns to death. He's a fireman. He gets Paul Walker'd.
You know,
Paul Walker died in a car, though.
Yeah, but this guy just died in the... They both died in fire.
Incineration. We'll say that.
Death by incineration. I guess I like to bring that up and make people's feelings hurt.
Clearly.
Oh, there's new words that you're not supposed to say. Did you see that? PETA wants to make it not okay to bring home the bacon. Because it's, like, hurtful to animals. Harmful to animals.
I would think, like, eating the bacon would be more hurtful than saying the word bacon.
Yeah, and there's something else. I tagged you in it on our social media.
Well, I still got, like, a pound and a half of fucking pork belly in my freezer. And I don't feel bad about it.
So you really bring home the bacon?
Fuck yeah, nice. Dude. I bring home the bacon in big slabs, and I cut it into whatever I feel is the right portion size, and then I freeze it.
That sounds like a normal thing to do for the
most
part.
And I thaw it out and eat it.
I'm not sure exactly why we're discussing that part, but okay. Good job. I'm impressed. So that's what I like.
The guy that plays the dad is also in that TV show with the one with David Spade and Putty from Seinfeld. It's called Rules of Engagement, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
it's actually a pretty funny show, but he's
him and I have also been in a similar TV show, not at the same time, but
who?
I was in Dawson's Creek. Was in Dawson's Creek.
That guy was in Dawson's Creek?
Yeah, but like season 5 and 6. Oh. Like later. Maybe just 6.
Interesting.
I beat him to the punch on that one.
Nice.
So anyway, for all your watching pleasure.
And my mom's not a fucking celebrity either.
Supposedly.
So I win.
Supposedly Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell have a home here in Junction.
Not in Junction, but out.
Telluride, probably?
No.
In the Redlands, but
yeah.
In Junction. The Redlands count as Grand Junction.
Yes, they do, yeah.
So how hard would it be, hypothetically, for us to drive around and find it? I think we could probably find it.
There are. You know what? I don't know. That, to be sure which one was the right one.
So we have a Christmas Eve mission.
To rob them?
You shut up.
We start in the morning. God.
They wouldn't know that they're missing anything.
We'll just carol. We'll be carolers.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I did film a commercial several years back for Instrums. What's the chocolate factory here?
Instrums.
Yeah, Instrums. Okay. For Instrums in, like, a couple-million-dollar home. And they had really, really, really nice furniture. Like, everything in the house is really nice, actually.
Right.
And a really nice, like, pool in the backyard. Granted, it was during the winter, so the pool was covered up. But all
it
the
must not have been that rich. Because rich people outside, keep their pool going all winter, too.
It had a cover over it. But they weren't staying at the house at the time. The house was being used by Instrums for the commercial.
Yeah. When,
so
I
the
guess
people
we,
weren't there.
Yeah.
That live there. But I don't know who lived there. And I don't think they ever said the name of the people that own the house.
You have to find out, like, when they would actually come.
Right.
That's a good question. Anyway, we're not going to... Stupid.
Okay. I don't really want to rob them. I was just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe a little.
I would like to act like carolers and go find them at least.
That'd be sweet.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin Lady. Oh, you're not it. Next. And then let's go to the next. Let's keep doing it until we find it.
Yeah. Well, you knock on the door first, and hopefully somebody answers that looks familiar. No?
I just want to know why nobody has covered... In all the Christmas albums that are out there, nobody's done, like, the kid versions of those songs.
What do you mean?
Like, Jingle Bells, Batman Smells, those ones? Like, nobody has covered
like
those.
Like, making up song ones?
Like, Joy to the World, pretty sure. The Teacher's Dead. That, like, that one, nobody's, like, covered, like, recorded those.
Are you sure
those.
About that?
I don't think so. I haven't found them. Have you, Tyler?
That seems like it'd be a weird thing not to have.
No, I haven't found those.
The fact you're looking for them is really weird, I guess.
Because they're great. They're great. Anyway. Trapped in Paradise. Oh, is it my turn? Not my turn.
Is that a movie?
What do you think? Trapped in Paradise next?
Sure. I don't think I've ever actually seen that.
I bet you have, like, 20 years ago.
You have seen it. It's got Nick Cage, Dana Carvey.
John Lovitz. Is the other one right?
Sounds like a movie I'd like a lot.
It's fantastic. It's like these three brothers who are all, like, petty criminals.
Oh,
like,
no, I have seen
get
that.
Trapped
yeah,
in, a,
yeah.
in a town.
Okay.
I think the town's called Paradise.
It is.
And they, like, go to rob that bank.
Yeah. I have seen that movie.
It's fan-fucking-tastic. Okay. It's good.
I don't know if I say fantastic, but it is fun.
No, it is. It's fucking fantastic.
Dana
it's Carver's a great
like
Christmas movie.
Handicapped Klepto Brother. It's awesome.
You just keep stealing everything.
Yeah. It doesn't matter where he's at. Pins.
I like Dana Carvey a lot.
Giveaway candy canes.
It's probably like one of his last movies.
Yeah, before he had all the heart problems.
Before he kind of like, yeah, he like kind of dropped off of that, yeah. Of the movie scene.
You know, I don't know when it might have been right around the same time that happened. Because I don't know that for sure, but yeah.
He had heart problems?
Yeah, he had a bunch of like heart surgery and stuff, so that pretty much took him out of the game for, I don't know, even now.
He's in a new movie with Adam Sandler called Sandy Wexler.
Huh.
That's a Jewish name.
Oh, no, that's already out. And then Becoming Bond.
That sounds like it'd be a funny movie.
When he's a voice in Hotel Transylvania 1, 2, and 3. And The Secret Life of Pets. So he's doing voiceover work.
Right.
Anyway, back to Trapped in Paradise.
Yeah, I think we just went over all that.
I think this could be revived.
Trapped in Paradise?
Yeah.
Could be redone? Oh, yeah, for sure.
As long as The Rock's not in it. Like, I like The Rock and everything, but he needs to just quit being in every fucking remake.
He needs to definitely not be in any Christmas movies, because, like, bro, well, unless it's about Kwanzaa, that'd be funny. But
jeez.
Or some Hawaiian Christmas thing?
If there was, like, a gypsy Kwanzaa movie, I could see The Rock in that.
You don't think he could be one of the cops in the revival of the Paradise movie?
No.
I think he makes sense as one of the cops. The hard-nosed cops.
Too Fast and Furious.
Yeah, okay.
Should say Too Fast, Too Furious.
So funny thing, same. As crazy as it is, John Lovitz claimed that the cast hated making the movie so much that they took to calling it Trapped in Bullshit.
Hmm.
Which I thought was interesting.
Weird. Doesn't seem like they hate it when you watch it. Well, maybe Nick Cage hated it, I guess.
And according to John Lovitz again, director George Gallo did not actually direct much and told the cast to do whatever they wanted. According to Lovitz, Nick Cage actually directed most of the film because Gallo refused to give direction.
Huh. That's weird.
At least someone took charge, I guess.
Nice. What a weird... Yeah, that's odd. Huh.
Maybe Nick Cage should start directing.
Yeah, he's got the Coppola blood in him, man.
It's true.
Because he's been in some real dog shit lately.
Who, Nick?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Horrible. Like that Witcher movie? That thing's fucking garbage.
Yeah, I don't know if I watched that or not.
What?
I know.
It's right up your alley, bro.
I know. I don't think I've seen that. Mentally, I don't think I've seen it. Maybe I have. I don't remember if I did or not. Maybe I did. I was starting to think a little more, and I have a lot of memories of that movie, so maybe I did see it.
That Mandy movie? Fucking garbage. Horrible. Oh, I can't believe I sat and watched
most
the whole
of the
thing
critics would disagree with you on that.
Fuck the critics. That thing was dog shit. Like,
no,
how...
Coming from someone that's never done a hallucinogen in their life.
You're right. I don't like feeling that way, and it didn't... It was just not good. If that's what doing hallucinogens feels like...
Maybe that's what that is. It does have its moments, though. I mean, crazy Nazi...
I haven't watched it yet.
Demon bikers.
But I actually do like hallucinogens, so I feel like I might like the movie.
The Cheddar Goblin? My God, freaking awesome. Actually, the Cheddar Goblin commercial, it was on YouTube for a little while, and it's been pulled off and put back on a couple different times.
Gross.
Cheddar Goblin. Freaking awesome.
He is Spider-Man Noir in the news, Into the Spider-Verse.
I think that's cool.
Nick Cage.
Yeah.
All right, what's next, Tyler?
Let's see here. Deck the Halls?
Deck the Halls.
Oh, that's the...
Danny DeVito, Matthew Broderick.
That's a good one.
It's okay.
They're like, their versus-ness is good. And I love some Danny DeVito.
I used to not like that movie that much, but... After growing to like Danny DeVito so much and It's Always Sunny, I kind of just like him in everything now because he's just kind of always an asshole.
Kind of, yeah.
And maybe I didn't get that when I was younger. Like, this guy's a dick. I don't like him. But now I can appreciate him just being so good at being an asshole that I'm like, this guy's awesome.
Right.
And Matthew Broderick's just such a pussy.
He is, but it's just kind of hard to see him as that after, like, because he's such a badass in Ferris Bueller. So when you see him as being just such a pushover, you're like, God damn it.
Like, yeah, but that was like, that
I know.
Was it.
Well, I know, but like he never
quite. That was his peak. It was all downhill after that.
Yeah, Godzilla, same thing.
Terrible. Like, this guy? Come on.
He's done some good shit. The producers, he was fantastic. The cable guy, he was fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's good in both.
He's
those.
Still always a pussy, though.
Well, yeah.
Nah, that's true.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Be a pussy, I guess. He's still got more money than I do, so.
Right?
Yeah. Well, maybe.
No, I'm pretty sure. You've seen his wife, right? So.
Maybe she should fucking blew it all on coke already.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah.
That horse-faced tramp?
Actually, yeah, he's right. She's hideous.
She's fucking gross.
Oh, man.
I see her the way that South Park sees her.
I don't know how that is.
As a horse?
Is that where that came like, from? Okay.
She might as well have been Michael Jackson. It's like her face was falling apart and like she's just fucking gross.
Huh.
She's garbage. How she ever got famous?
She was garbage 10 plastic surgeries ago.
She's, yeah.
I really like her in the Hocus Pocus movie.
That was her last.
That was
the last time she was hot.
That was her only time she's been hot.
And that was like 94, 95.
Okay.
Yeah.
After just, that?
Like, she looks like, disgusting no. because on her own accord, like, she looked, used to be very pretty. Like in Hocus Pocus, she was pretty.
Yeah.
And she looks fucking like a troll now. It's gross.
Crack whore through and through.
Ugh.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Christmas movie, Tyler.
Deck the Halls, marked off the list. Do we want to say anything else about Deck the Halls?
Nah, not really. Jingle All the Way. I like
Ooh,
this one.
Ooh, yeah. Arnold. Arnold.
Jingle All the Way.
Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Hell yeah.
Sinbad's in this, too.
Sinbad yes, is in it.
Light me some Sinbad.
They have a feud.
Didn't he die?
No.
No.
Oh. Are you sure?
We don't see him ever, so maybe. No,
are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He's alive.
Yes. You know what's funny is, so this will all connect eventually, but I love American Dad, and I know that, Tyler, you don't watch that. Do you watch it, CBS?
Sometimes.
I think it's a fantastic show. I think it's amazingly hilarious. It's that Seth MacFarlane should put more energy into that because it's way better than Family Guy. But anyway, all the American Dad Christmas shit's fucking hilarious. But there was a couple episodes where the daughter in American Dad's boyfriend gets sent to outer space because like Stan is like and Roger the alien team up against him and get him shipped off to outer space. And when he's in outer space, there's these episodes with just Jeff and like he makes friends with Sinbad on this. They're like, oh, Sinbad. What are you doing here? He's like, where do you think I've been all these years? Because like they make a joke about how he doesn't make movies anymore, and he's in outer space, and Sinbad's like plays the voice and everything, and plays himself. It's fucking fantastic. And then he dies, and he just shows up as a force ghost through like, the rest of the show, and it's so hilarious because Sinbad I think is great to begin with, but then he's joking on himself, which I think is even more great. If you can make fun of yourself, fuck yeah,
it's funny.
So he's an American Dad. And he's also in this movie.
That's both things that are true.
So you should watch American Dad Christmas episodes. They're great. There's a Krampus one.
Also, who was it in this movie that died? Phil Hartman?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. His wife killed him.
Is that what happened?
Yep. Real deal.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't know that?
It's rough, man.
No. Yeah. Like, stabbed him? Like, what happened?
She shot him.
Yeah.
What the fuck did he do?
That's the matter of debate, probably.
Still? Maybe he's on Tupac Island.
Ooh. No, he's dead. But it's also, like, fucking... Do you guys know that William Shatner... Well, he didn't ever get in trouble for it, but basically probably killed his wife.
You don't condemn the Shat.
She probably killed his wife, man.
She did drown in a pool in the backyard.
She
after
drowned in quotation marks in the pool, like.
Like overly medicated.
Uh huh.
Yeah. It's like they say in Fanboy, Shatner can get away with anything.
That's true. He's just mad he was never in a Star Wars movie.
Oh, well, there's still time. There's still time. J.J. Abrams, get on it. That's the only thing that needs to happen. It'd be awesome.
He needs to show up in one of those Star Trek movies first.
Who?
Shatner. JJ?
The new Star Treks?
Yeah.
No, that's already... They've cast that aside. He needs to show up in the new Star Wars movie and then closes the circle.
That'd be cool if he showed up as a Jedi. Like, Luke isn't really dead, but Luke just looks like William Shatner, like all fat and bloated and lame.
My God. Oh, my God.
Kylo Ren. Did you guys listen to William Shatner's new Christmas album?
No.
I played
you
some
made
of
me
it.
Listen to a little bit of it.
It's actually pretty good.
It's interesting.
He doesn't sing. He just talks all the parts.
Spoken word style. He gets that from Rollins. Go on.
He doesn't get it from Rollins.
Rollins was doing it first. That's what made Shatner want to do it.
No.
Pretty no. sure about that.
No, Rollins sings and like performs. Like yeah. It's not the same thing.
Well, he does the spoken word.
He's like, oh, my Rollins voice sucks. I can't sing. I'll just talk.
No. Rollins doesn't talk over music. No. Shatner's talking over music. Like, instead of singing the songs, he's talking the songs.
He should
That's
mumble
not for
rap.
Rollins.
Okay. He should mumble rap because it's like the same thing.
But Rollins is in one of the songs.
That makes sense.
They do Jingle Bells, but like a punk rock version, and it's him, and like, but it's old, like shitty 80s punk rock where it's like really terrible, and it's Shatner and.
Oh my God. But Rollins is on his other album too.
Hmm?
Yeah.
They're friends.
Which is weird too, but awesome.
Like, Rollins hates football, but he goes over to his house and watches football with William Shatner.
That's great.
He was on Joe Rogan. I listened to the Joe Rogan episode with Rollins, and he, like, talks about his friendship with... He's like, I don't have friends because I don't like people, and I get really uncomfortable in social situations, but I really like Bill Shatner, like, and he treats me really cool. And I go to the house and watch football, and I don't like football. I just go there to eat all the food, and because I spend less on food than I do on records. And Henry Rollins is a fucking head case. I love him, but he's head case. But it's funny, like, their relationship.
That's cool.
Anyway, he does a...
That could be a Christmas movie.
Yeah. Sure.
Shatner and Rollins?
That'd be a good one.
Huh.
I'd go watch that. What's the poem, like, the story, like, the... With the... I woke
from my bed to see what was the matter.
Was such a what's
noise
that?
On the roof? Man, night before Christmas.
Night before Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shatner does that with some music behind him. It's really good.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But like Iggy Pop's on it. The dude from Dire Straits is on it. Yeah, it's all sorts of people. Anyway, next. We didn't really talk about Gene all the way that much, did we?
Well, it's the only other movie that the kid that played Anakin was in, right?
Pretty much,
he's in that?
Yeah.
He's the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before
Star Wars.
Before The Phantom Menace.
Destroyed his life. Yeah.
Now he's just a drug
addict.
Before
heroin.
Amazing.
Now he's just
destroyed his life. But, yeah.
Both.
Who else was in that? I'm trying to remember.
Jingle All the Way? Those are the ones that matter.
Those are the ones that, yeah.
Rita Wilson?
Okay.
I don't know who she is. I mean, I recognize her, but...
There you go.
She was in Sleepless in Seattle, too.
Okay.
All right, next on the list, I would go with El Camino Christmas.
I don't have that on my list.
Never seen that.
Yes, it was a Netflix special last year.
Never saw it.
Yes, you did. We watched it the other night. It's the dude that
Tim Allen,
like the guy that like robs the liquor. Like he doesn't really rob.
Oh, that's what that thing's called.
Yeah, El Camino Christmas.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, I saw it.
That one was pretty cool.
It was good. I liked it. It was a little darker, but then also not like the guy that plays Red in That 70s Show is in it. I like him a lot.
Yeah,
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah,
he's the cop.
Kingpin's in it.
Yeah.
Dax Shepard's in it.
Don't like Dax, but yeah.
I like Dax.
Yeah, I don't like him.
His podcast is fantastic.
I like Dax.
It'll make you like it more.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
It's good.
I didn't realize that's the name of that movie.
I can't believe that fucking
guy. It's mostly in a convenience store the whole time.
Hell yeah.
But.
Well, yeah.
It has a lot of Christmas spirit in it.
Yeah, okay.
That's good.
I would say.
It's happening at Christmas. There are people that sing Christmas carols in it.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas movie.
Well, I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying it's not... I wouldn't say it's very...
Tim Allen's definitely been in a lot of Christmas movies.
He's the king of Christmas movies.
I want to say that he's not, but he might be.
He Maybe. Actually is not, but technically, I'll tell you in a second.
Okay.
Who's been in more Christmas movies than him is the guy that plays Santa Claus in Ed Asner.
Oh, yeah.
Has been in...
We figured that out, I think, last
time. He's been in 27 Christmas movies, 31 Christmas movies.
Really?
Yeah, he's the king of Christmas, technically, and he plays Santa in quite a bit of them. He plays Santa Claus in Elf.
Okay.
This guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Tim Allen is really kind of the king of Christmas, like, currently, like, because people don't really know who Ed Asner is, so...
That's not true. Ed Asner came to town and did a... spoken word thing at the Avalon.
About Christmas?
I don't think it was about Christmas. I don't know.
Good. I would have been bummed to miss that.
Did you guys see that John Heater's coming? They're going to like show Napoleon Dynamite and that John Heater's going to be here to answer questions. They'll do a Q&A afterwards.
What?
In March. Did you guys see that?
No.
I'm stoked on that.
Yeah, it's at the Avalon. That should be fun, right?
Has he been in a Christmas movie? I don't think he has.
No.
We got to write a script and give it to him.
I like John Heater. Even in the... That movie he did with Billy Bob, I thought was like, him and Billy Bob, was it called?
Yeah, the one where he's trying to, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
School for Scoundrels. Yeah.
Billy Bob was in a couple Santa Claus movies, that's on a list, right?
Yeah, that's there next.
Segway.
Not yet.
God damn it.
What are we doing right now? El Camino Christmas.
Yeah.
I like that movie, I like the main guy in it. I hope he is in more stuff. I kind of enjoyed.
Is that the same guy? It's the same guy that was in the new Predator movie, right?
I haven't watched the new one yet.
I haven't
either.
I don't
think so. I watched that movie, but I don't think he's not in that.
Luke Grimes.
Oh no, I've got the wrong guy.
He was in that Yellowstone. It's like a mini series. American Sniper, Magnificent Seven. Was he in Magnificent Seven? Oh, he's the I don't know what he's in that. Teddy Q. I don't remember that. He's also in 50 Shades. It's not the same guy, though. It's not the main guy. We need to quit checking our phones. This is going to be pretty... So anyway, El Camino Christmas. I liked that movie. I enjoyed it.
I need to watch it again. I haven't since last year.
See, I just watched it the other day, so I was pretty into it. Just because it's kind of like a dark Christmas, but not... It ends kind of happy. And, Tim Allen's character refers to the policeman, like, Kurtwood Smith, the guy that plays Red in that 70s show. He, refers to him as... Well, he says something about RoboCop, and he was the bad guy in RoboCop.
Oh, no shit.
The original RoboCop, yeah. In the beginning, you see Vincent D'Onofrio. How do you say that?
I think it's D'Onofrio.
D'Onofrio. Reading a Biggins magazine. That was Al Bundy's magazine of choice, Married with Children. Biggins.
Nice.
When Dax Shepard's character says, "I could work as a negotiator," his boss says, "This isn't a movie. You're not a Samuel L. Jackson." Sam Jackson was also in a movie. Negotiator. This is kind of
true. Very true.
Vincent D'Onofrio and Dax Shepard also work together in Chips.
All right.
Jessica Alba was a punk victim, and Dax Shepard was the instigator during an episode of the first season of Ashton Kutcher's Punked. And Kurtwood Smith and doesn't matter. Anyway,
a little.
El Camino Christmas, it's also a Netflix original, isn't it?
Yes.
So, all right, on to the next one. I'm going to pick next. I'm going to save those two for last. I think you know which two. Gremlins. So Gremlins is,
don't feed them after midnight.
You talked about Gremlins in the last episode a little bit because there was a shout out.
Yeah.
And Goonies, which I still haven't watched. I was going to watch it the other day to see all the Easter eggs in it that we talked about, but I didn't. But
yeah. Just like the time you said those little creatures multiply when you throw water on them. Basically, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'd say that's more a horror movie than Christmas, but definitely.
You think it's a horror movie?
Yeah.
Like girl on girl horrors?
Horror movie.
Why do you have some candy, CBS? There's some saltines in the kitchen. Do you want to eat those instead of candy? Because that's just going to make your blood sugar spike. So Gremlins, did you know the theater that blows up was subsequently involved in another accident when Marty McFly and Back to the Future smashes into the front entrance? The theater then burned down with the rest of the buildings and the fire that happened right after the filming of Back to the Future 2.
Hmm. No idea. That's crazy.
Anything about that?
I think that's awesome.
The Santa speech in it proved to be controversial, and the studio executives insisted upon its removal because they felt it was too ambiguous as to whether it was supposed to be funny or sad. But director Joe Dante stubbornly refused to take the scene out, saying it represented this movie as a whole, which had a combination of horrific and comedic elements. Executive producer Steven Spielberg did not like the scene, but despite his creative control, he viewed this movie as Dante's project and allowed him to leave it in.
Good.
Yeah.
A Jew came through.
I think that's not what that was supposed to.
That's what I got.
Hmm. Okay.
So here's my question. If the Mogwai can't eat after midnight, they never establish when they can start eating. Because everything's after midnight, technically.
Oh. That's good.
That's a good question. Yeah.
I would assume 7 a.m. breakfast. I don't know.
So maybe around sunrise? Maybe?
I would assume sunrise.
Sure. That makes sense, I guess. I don't think that's ever actually defined ever. Don't feed them after midnight, but technically when is... Yeah, midnight's always. Everything's after midnight. You know, that's a good question. I don't know how you find
an answer. See, back in the 80s, people didn't think about details like that.
I think it was a detail that didn't matter for the sake of what it was. Only us discussing it later on in life or question to that whole thing.
Right.
Huh. Weird. I'm going to go with 7 in the morning. Or maybe, I guess sunrise maybe, so 4. So only between 6 a.m. When sunrise happened? 5?
But that wouldn't count for when it gets dark either, though, because it gets dark way earlier than midnight.
That's true, it does.
So... They're not vampires. They're just
crazy little furry animals. Leroy's got a face kind of like one.
I'm going to say, for the sake of argument, that it's midnight to noon.
That doesn't work either because you feed them in the morning. Or Billy feeds them in the morning.
Right.
I'm going to say between midnight and 7. So it's not dark. It's not a matter of the sun being out.
I think just sunrise.
Then it's only like a 6-hour
window.
But
sunset, it's okay.
Yeah, because it's not midnight yet.
Right. Yeah, it's a fucking plot hole. We just fucking ruined Gremlins for a bunch of people. Sorry.
Gaping.
That's not true.
It's a gaping plot hole.
It doesn't make
any
difference.
It's massively gaping.
It's gaping like...
That doesn't affect the
it's
plot
gaping
at all.
Like what CBS no. does to buttholes with his 9-inch hog.
God damn it.
Done and done. Fair.
It doesn't affect the plot at all.
It does a lot.
No, it doesn't.
Are you just not supposed to feed him? You're not supposed to feed Mogwai at all?
No, that's not.
Because everything's after midnight, because it's the beginning of the day, technically.
God damn it.
0-100 hours. It starts at
nothing
zero.
Nothing in the story is broken by that, by not actually saying, well, what time is okay? Although it should have been a question Billy should have fucking asked, and so should Dad. Don't feed them after midnight. When do I feed them then? The fact he didn't answer the question doesn't break the movie. Plot holes break movies.
Yeah, and it just broke it, and ruined Gremlins as a Christmas movie for everyone.
Absolutely not true.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
That's why it's in the second tier, though.
It's only in the second tier because both of you are like, it's kind of scary, and I'm like, no.
I didn't say it was scary. Yeah. It doesn't scare me.
It's kind of scary.
The blender shit scares me a little. It's like, ugh. Like, I'm like, ugh. That's kind
of if all those up. Fuckers are in your house, you'd be slightly scared.
It's true, man. I think Robin would fuck them up.
That's not true.
They have like dog, jumping around and shit. Like,
up, wrapped up in freaking
you think
lights.
Like 10 gremlins couldn't take Robin out? They fucking Please. Could.
I don't know, man.
They fucking did. Could.
They did not.
You never seen him that. He's a hunter killer, man.
No, they didn't that dog for sure.
No.
Let's get some gremlins in here and see what's up.
Seems like a bad idea, but all right.
Can we get like some battery powered gremlin toys and just see like what Robin does?
Well, so the other day, CBS and me went to Big Lots. And there's a whole aisle of like button pushing animatronic stuffed animals and people and things. And I just started pushing the buttons on fucking every single one of them.
Which, for the record, you'll only find those at Big Lots.
Only Big Lots. Like,
go on.
Yeah. And like I pushed the button on every single one of them and the whole fucking aisle was going fucking nuts. And then CBS was kind of freaking out trying to like stop them. So then I just started like, the walking ones are starting putting them on the floor and pushing the start button on those two. So he's just like, oh, this is annoying. So then he just started filming it, which is hilarious on top of it. And finally, there's these ones that you push and that once you start it, you have to actually push it to stop it. But there did these, what were they, CVS? Snowmen?
They're snowmen.
That just made this weird, like, like noise. It was just like fucking
it sounds,
like.
It sounds worse than that.
Did you get kicked out of a Big Lots?
Basically, she came over, was kicking shit over, pushing shit out of the way, and started pushing the buttons. And it was funny because she couldn't figure out because they make the noise and move on at random. So she was actually turning some of them on that weren't on, and then turning like and trying to figure it out. And finally, she got it all done. She's like, "Ugh, so fucking annoying." And like CBS and me were just laughing hysterically. Even CBS was having a good time. Like it was pretty funny. So.
Fucking Big Lots.
Yeah, man, it's pretty
They
funny.
Were crazy machines, yeah. There were no people machines.
There was ones walking, and there was ones going off, and I was dancing, and all sorts of fun stuff.
There was a,
What's the main gremlin's name?
Stripe.
Is it Stripe?
Yep. The Mohawk. There is one called Mohawk, surprisingly, but it is not Stripe. Mohawk is a different one.
Gizmo. What's the bad one's name?
Stripe.
Well, it's all of them.
Gizmo's the good one.
Gizmo's the good one.
Okay. He's the Mogwai.
Stripe's the bad one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just wanna,
what was your question? Didn't you ask what the bad one's name was?
I just asked what the main
bad one's name was.
No, just the main gremlin's
name.
Oh,
Gizmo.
He's a Mogwai, not a gremlin.
That's right. True. He's right, yeah.
Mogwai, one of my favorite bands.
Really? It's a band?
All right.
It is.
I'll be damned.
Scottish.
I didn't know that.
So let's do Office Christmas Party next.
Definitely okay. A good one.
So...
T.J. Miller.
Hilarious.
Jason Bateman.
Hilarious.
The chick, I can't remember her name. That's
Kate.
So hilarious.
Kate, I thought we were supposed to have IMDb open for this, Tyler.
I do.
You don't. She was in Ghostbusters, which wasn't hilarious.
She was in it, though.
She's the only good part of that movie. McKinnon. Kate
McKinnon.
She plays the Egon-esque character.
Okay. The blonde one.
The funny one?
The crazy glasses.
The funny one.
Okay.
But she's in Office Christmas Party as well.
I guess that makes sense. She's crazy.
And the always beautiful Jennifer Aniston. Ugh, she's so gorgeous.
She's such a bitch in it. But you just
She's always such a bitch, and I love
her. Put her face on a desk and... boner to death, though.
I just want to feed her CBS's 9-inch hog.
Yeah, and just watch her facial expressions.
I want to slap her in the face with it. Like, take that with CBS's wiener. With CBS's Yule log.
Ridiculous.
You wouldn't like that?
No, that'd be fine.
You'd be fine on grabbing your wiener and slapping somebody in the face with it?
If it's Jennifer Aniston.
Ugh, gross, man.
Oh, hang on. Was you handling it? No, that's not
You just said you were fine with it.
You said you were good with it.
I guess
because
it was Jennifer Aniston, that would be a slightly
Remember that time that you
thing.
Said that like you wouldn't suck anybody's dick no matter what?
That's true.
But you'll let me grab your wiener?
And slap Jennifer Aniston in the face with it? Sure. Mm-mm. Didn't mean you get to handle it like you're playing with a toy.
Oh, yeah. I'd handle the fuck out of that thing.
It'd be more like
that changes the situation, then.
Like a rope?
It'd be like what's that guy? What's the wrestler's name? Mankind. It's like his fucking sock puppet. Just like, I'd be playing with
Mick
your,
Foley?
Mick Foley, yeah.
I'd be playing with your fucking wiener like Mick Foley's sock puppet.
That's not gross.
It's not gay. We're friends. It's not gay. We're friends.
Doesn't change the... Man, your hand is a little gay.
if it is gay, maybe you'll win an Oscar.
Hey, maybe we can win an Oscar.
Only if somebody films it, Tyler.
I'll film it.
Yeah, good job. Good weirdo.
This movie's fantastic, and I love Jason Bateman. I think he's hilarious.
Definitely super good. And then you have the Indian guy that's like getting all this hate.
He is?
Because he talks about having this girlfriend, shows pictures and all this shit.
Oh, the prostitute.
Then he hires a prostitute to come like be his girlfriend.
He's the chick from Workaholics, is the pimp.
She's the pimp.
Yeah, she's hilarious.
But like then the chick that comes.
She's also fucking, what's his name's wife in the Night Before.
Yeah,
she's Seth Rogen's
wife.
We'll
get to that.
Yeah, that'll be next week, but...
But... Yeah, so the prostitute comes, and they have, like, a fucking snow-blowing machine, sets a fucking bag of cocaine down next to it, and, like, one of the... Or, it's actually the Kate McKinnon chick, finds it, thinks it's just fake snow, and, like, pours it in the fucking snow-blowing machine, and... Dust this dude in the face that they're trying to land his account, who ends up doesn't even matter because he got fired by the fucking billion-dollar company he worked for. But you just see cocaine like come out of this fucking snowblower and hit him in the face, and he's like, "Whoa, this party's fucking cool." Like, yeah, no shit, it's cool. It's a white Christmas in your face.
That's good. And that Olivia Munn chick's in it too. She's pretty cool. I like her.
She's rad.
Yeah. CBS would refer to as what?
Psylocke.
Yep. There you go. I thought you were going to say something else, but...
Oh.
I was just going with it.
Dirty Girl? I mean, I don't know what you're expecting from me.
I don't know.
She's on Attack of the Show back in the day.
All right. We have like one, two... I have four more on my list.
Get to it.
Friday After Next. Is next.
It's pretty hip hop horrific.
Well, like, you know, it like starts and you got the black Santa stealing shit from people. That's pretty funny. Because it's true.
Jesus.
Not here, but in the hood, it's fucking true.
Man. I was trying to set up an iced tea drinking Ice Cube joke, but that fucking totally ruined it.
You wake up Christmas morning and your flat screen and jar with your savings money is gone, it's probably Black Santa.
Man.
Does this one have Cat Williams in it?
Yes.
he's so ridiculous.
And Terry Crews is like, just got out of fucking prison, but his mom owns the complex, or not, maybe not owns, but like runs the apartment complex that they all live in. Like, Ice Cube and Mike Epps live in this fucking apartment complex, and they're late on rent.
Right.
But her son is Terry Crews. And so the whole time, they're like, how do we fucking get this guy off of our ass? Because she, like, puts her son, like, on them. And then they bring Cat Williams over because they fucking saved his ass because they're security guards.
Right.
And he's like, I want that guy. Pretty funny.
So dirty.
Funny shit, though.
That's funny. That is.
How many Black Christmas movies are there? Not a lot.
I'm sure there's some Medea Christmas ones.
There's only one, but those are not that good. Like, Tyler Perry,
I say some people.
When
as
you say
in
some
like,
people, you mean like, what do you mean?
People who like Hallmark movies as well?
No.
There's a few of those I like.
You're not suckering me into that. I ain't gonna be racist today, bro. I'm only racist versus Asians.
Don't think.
But they're the man. They're like
definitely not true.
2/3 of the population are Asian, so it's just like we're the minority.
You mean of the earth?
The white man, the white privileged male, is the minority against Asians.
Of the flat earth.
of the flat earth.
My God.
Or the hollow earth, or whatever.
Jesus.
Jesus was not
Ooh,
Asian.
A flat earth Christmas movie. That could be cool. Ooh,
yeah, it could be.
I don't know why that... Okay. Sure.
Why is your Christmas tree shaped like a tree? It should be flat.
What? Oh, my God.
All right. And Harold and Kumar.
This one's especially good because...
The 3D version.
You can watch it in 3D.
And it literally made me nauseous watching it on my 3D TV. I was like, holy crap.
You get cocaine sprayed in your face.
Syrup.
Syrup.
Jizz.
Semen. What else?
Vomit?
The one guy's daughter gets, like, they get trapped in a closet and she does cocaine and becomes like a fucking spider monkey. And, like, beats... A fucking drug kingpin.
Babies That's are dangerous. It's crazy.
Especially on
cocaine. Who's played by, what's his name? Chris, what's his name from all the NCI movie shows?
Chris O'Donnell?
No.
What? He said Chris somebody.
No, that was in the second Harold and Kumar.
No, he's the dad. He's the dad, the king, the drug kingpin dad in that one.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he is.
No.
I don't have any idea.
100%
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's a freak show in the first movie.
Yep. He's in all of them.
Dang it. He's not on NCIS, but he's on the Special Victim Unit. Yeah, okay. I'm with you now. He's the guy who looks like the guy that was Casey Jones in the first Turtles movie, but is not the same guy.
Correct.
Yeah. That's an awful long way to get to not remembering a guy's name. He is awesome, though.
Danny Trejo plays Harold's girlfriend's dad.
He does, yeah.
In the movie also, which is great.
You don't want to disappoint him at Christmas. Because it should be bad news probably for anybody.
Right.
Yeah, I'm really struggling.
Because it's not him.
It is him.
It's
it
not.
Is, yeah.
It is him. He's the guy.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
It's not.
It's the Freak Show plays the drug lord guy in Harold and Kumar.
No.
Three. Yes, Christmas. He does.
Freak Show is... No. The guy that actually plays Casey Jones is the fucking drug lord.
Is he?
Yeah. Yes. And he's...
No, those are two different dudes.
They are two different dudes.
But they look almost the same.
But they look the same. But they're two different
is dudes. Is it him in the second movie?
It is.
Have you no, made that mistake?
This is the third one.
Oh, third movie. Yeah, right.
Christopher Maloney is his name. Like I said.
Okay.
Christopher something.
Christopher. Well,
yeah, he's close, the I fucking guess. Crazy incest dude in the second one. Yeah, but not the
Are
third
sure
one.
He's, not,
he's
sense
the it. Drug guy in the third one.
No.
Yes, he is.
Elias Koteas. Look it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
That'd be impressive if that was the case because he put the name out there pretty good.
Elias Koteas? What?
That's what he said the name of the other actor was.
Casey Jones from...
Turtles.
The old Ninja Turtles movies is the fucking drug lord.
He's the Grand Wizard in the second one in the Guantanamo Bay. Did you know that?
I did not. No. I didn't know that. So, hang on. So those two guys both been in the same movie together?
Sergei Katsov. Elias Koteas.
Oh, wow.
So they haven't been in the same movie together. They've been in the same series of movies.
Is that the joke, though? That they're like, let's put him in this movie because they look alike?
Maybe.
Probably.
That's the joke?
Man, that's
good
impressive.
For them.
Probably no one's realized it till now.
So it's not that good of a joke.
They're like, oh, somebody finally got our joke on this fucking shitty podcast that nobody listens to.
It only took 10 years. Good job. Only took 10 years.
All right. I officially apologize to Tyler for questioning his
knowledge. It's okay.
No, I officially apologize.
It's impressive he knew that dude's name.
I officially apologize.
He didn't know it. He's using the internet.
It's fine.
It's fine. Quick as Googler.
Someday if I have to, I'll touch your uncircumcised penis.
Gross.
Not to cut the skin off.
If I have to.
Why'd that have to come? Man, what's the next movie? God.
All right. So, in tier two, the two top ones, in my opinion... I think because we obviously are in this together because you haven't mentioned me either.
I got my fingers crossed for Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Bad Santa 2 is next.
Damn it.
I thought we have three more.
Three more. What's the third one?
That jumps the shark when you do that.
Okay, bad. So Bad Santa 2. I think this movie.
Billy Bob Thornton again.
I love this movie. Tyler is. I know you like it.
I like it, but.
I think this is more Christmassy because there's a lot of snow in it, and like.
The first one is one of my favorites of all time.
So right.
I don't like it as much because of that.
I'm Home Alone 2 about it. I think it's almost as good as the original. That's how I feel about it.
Right.
And I love, I'm in lust with Christina Hendricks.
Oh, the redhead.
So beautiful. So beautiful. I would murder men for her.
Is she the one who's married to Jim Carrey?
No.
It's a different lady.
Okay. Very different lady.
She's awesome, too.
No, she's not. Not anywhere near Christina Hendricks.
Look. I think she's gorgeous.
Christina Hendricks is in Mad Men.
Okay.
Red does, hair.
Doesn't have to do with anything.
Big tits.
Massively gigantic.
The movie was on this morning. I saw her. Mentally, I just can't remember if it's the same lady or not.
It's not. You're thinking of
okay, then.
IMDb or CBS.
I'm not going to do that.
Why not?
Because I don't care that much.
What's her name?
Look her up on Pornhub.
will that have the answer, actually?
Lauren Hawley.
Like another awesome.
Lauren Hawley.
There you go. She's great.
Not even close.
She's great.
Not You're thinking close. Of the chick from Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was his first wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lauren
yeah.
Hawley.
Okay.
Not even close.
Yeah. Her titties aren't even close to as big.
The whatever.
It's like peaches and, or not, no. It's like cherries and watermelons. Difference.
I like he was going to say peaches and pears, but pears are shaped weird. And then
no, I was
going to
say peaches and watermelons, but I would say that like Christine Hendricks' boobs are so big, hers are watermelons compared to Lauren Hawley's cherries, like a little bitty. That's how massive it is. Oh, and Kathy Bateman?
Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates. She disgusts me on every level. She's fucking horrible. And ever since About Schmidt, the Jack Nicholson movie, mm-hmm. where she gets naked, and I fucking literally puked.
You puked?
Good job.
Oh, I was like, all over the fucking ground when I watched that movie because she was so disgusting naked. But she's still fantastic as an actress. Like, she's so good.
Especially in Titanic.
Miss Molly Brown, yeah.
Terrible fucking movie.
She's the best part of that movie. Besides Kate Winslet's titties.
Like, that's the only character.
Kate Winslet's titties?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're for sure. Because okay. they're really nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing that.
But, anyway. It's a great movie. It's a good sequel. It's hard. Get Thurman Merman back, and like he's an adult now, and he acts the exact same way that he did when he was a little fucking kid.
Man, is that the same guy, really?
It's the same,
it's the same kid.
No so fucking way. Good.
Same kid.
My God.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
Like, hey, you obviously haven't been in a movie since this one.
And so he's fine with
we
it.
We need you to come back. And we're going to pay you... What can we pay this guy? Like $10,000
to be in it.
We'll
give you some cheese and
like,
crackers.
He's oh, like, yeah, okay, it. Cool. I'll be in that.
He's like, is Billy Bob coming? I want to hang out. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, cool. So, cheese and crackers, and I get to hang out. Billy
I get
Bob?
To sleep in his trailer, too, right? Like, yeah, you do.
Sure, okay. Probably.
And Billy Bob's like, fine, I'm fucking letting some weird kid sleep in my trailer?
He definitely totally would, actually,
oh, probably. Not. This is probably something we should talk about next time, but I'm going to say it now anyway. Before Billy Bob got the role, Bill Murray was going to get it, and he turned it down for Lost in Translation, which was probably the right move.
No, it wasn't.
But
no, it wasn't.
It's a good movie. Got Seth Green in it.
Bill Murray would have been so much better. I love Billy Bob in this movie, but
I don't think
Bill Murray could have killed that role.
It would have been a different, totally different kind of movie, though.
Yeah, no. It would have been.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Billy Bob's raw, dirty, and Bill Murray's hilarious and awesome, but respectable.
I don't know, man. That would have been fantastic.
Yeah, Billy Bob can go, like...
Billy Bob's...
All wait, out, like,
Billy Bob
no Bob. Respect for anything. Yeah. And Bill Murray can't do that.
I think he can. I would love to have seen him do that. Wouldn't to where, like, he goes to places that you want to hate him.
I don't think that would be... That wouldn't be...
Imagine good. Bill Murray talking shit to the little person.
It'd be a different kind of thing, man.
It would be so good.
To me, it was like Billy Bob was just being himself.
Right. Exactly.
Bill Murray wouldn't have been being himself.
Maybe he would have.
It still would have been pretty funny, but it wouldn't have been the same kind of funny.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could have been good.
Nah. It wouldn't be the same movie at all. It'd be a different movie. It would still be a funny movie, but it wouldn't be the same movie.
All right, so I technically only have one left on my list, so I'm pretty...
There's two.
I know, so you say the... I think we're agreeing on the number one on this list.
Yes, we are.
So you go...
Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Die Hard is next.
Oh, yeah, man.
You're right. Die Hard's right here. I did not...
That is tier one material.
Die Hard is not tier one.
It totally is.
It's not.
Because it's not primarily a Christmas movie.
There's Christmas trees in it. There's Santa Claus suits in it. It happens at Christmas.
It's not primarily a Christmas movie, though.
Yeah.
It's an action movie first, Christmas movie second.
I would make the difference.
It is a Christmas movie, but it's an action movie first, Christmas movie second.
Okay, I guess I can give you that.
That's the only reason it makes tier two. And it's the top of the list in tier two. And it doesn't mean that it's a bad movie, because there's a bunch of movies. What's the movie you just keep saying all the time?
Silent Night, Deadly Night?
It's not on either list. It's not on... It should be. It's like tier nine.
There's five of them.
It's like tier nine.
And granted, they did change the title slightly.
There's like a bunch of Hallmark...
Silent Night.
There's like a bunch of Hallmark movies that are above that.
It's the wrong kind of movie, then.
A Christmas movie's a Christmas movie, bro. Sorry. Anyway. Die Hard.
How is it number... Isn't there another one on Tyler's list?
There's one more on our list.
How does it beneath one go on?
You'll know.
Matter.
You'll know why.
There's no real order to this crap anyway. Go on.
We're not really going in a necessary order, but like the good ones are at the top.
Go on.
Tell me about the rubber.
This is a great Christmas movie.
Talk about the rubber feet.
Yeah.
Well, every time I watch Die Hard, I'm like, Bruce Willis and his poor fucking feet. How does he put up with this shit? Like, what?
I think that's the point, though.
He's not wearing shoes the whole fucking time. And then I find out today that he had, like, rubber feet shoes. Just, you know, they shot it in a way to where it looked like it was just his feet, but he actually had shoes on.
The few times
that looked like feet.
Right. Well, in most of the sequences, you don't see enough of his feet to know the difference, I'm sure.
It's just like, if you watch it enough times, you're like, dude, he is barefoot the whole movie.
Yeah.
And even though if he's not barefoot, like, if this was a real life thing.
My question is, why take
his
shoes off to
begin with? If I was barefoot going through all the shit he went through, I would be so fucking mad.
Like, why does he take his shoes off to begin with? He's like, oh, I'm going to relax in my wife's office.
No, he was told on the airplane. It's the very beginning of the movie. Come on, man. He was told on the airplane by another dude to get over the feeling you have after you fly an airplane, where he makes you sort of sick if you don't fly in airplanes very much, that the easiest way to do it is to rub your toes through carpet. And so he's doing that in office. That's why he takes them off. So he doesn't feel sick afterwards during the party.
Okay, so gunshots start going off, and he can't take a second to put your shoes fucking back on.
You don't understand. He's a man of action. There's no thinking about your shoes.
There
That's
is.
Something that pussy does.
That's one of the first things I think about every day is my shoes.
Exactly.
I love shoes.
And
that's why.
Case in point.
Okay.
How many pairs of Adidas do you have?
There's a fucking lot of them.
It's higher than it used to be.
Right.
So many.
Here's the thing with that. Not with my Adidas. Because I have another pair coming from Germany. Funny story. My sister was like, what do you want for Christmas? And I was like, nothing you can give me. And she's just like, come on, don't be that way. And I was like, nothing you can give me. I got two sister stories real quick. The second one's really funny. I think. I hope none of my family's listening to this because they're not going to be like, that's terrible. And I was like, unless you're going to order me a rare pair of Adidas off fucking eBay, then I don't want anything from you. And she's like, maybe I'll buy them for you. And so she got my fucking shoe size for my mom and got on eBay and on Amazon and like looked at the shoes that were in my car and shit and like fucking ordered me a pair of fucking fancy Adidas. I think. She's like talking shit to me about it. Second of all,
so funny when you get a lump of coal shaped like a shoe.
Somebody asked me the other day, like, what do you get your sister for Christmas? And I was like, I'm going to put a bunch of money on her book so she can buy Top Ramen and trade it in prison.
Man.
Right? How hilarious is that? And they're like,
so rough.
That's not what I meant. And I was like, well, that's what I told you.
Jeez,
that's funny, man. Right? Come on, that like
they were funny. They were talking about the other sister, probably.
Yeah, I'm not going to get Ashley anything.
Oh,
even though she's going to buy me Adidas, I'm not going to get her shit.
That's not very nice.
She's a nurse now. She makes tons of money. She can go I told her not to buy me anything.
It's not a matter of the...
I'm going to get her a fucking Starbucks gift card like I get her every year so she can go out and buy her fucking Frappuccino bullshit.
It's not bullshit, but...
Get a Frappuccino.
It is. It's fucking disgusting.
It's not bullshit.
I want my coffee like I like my men. Strong and black. That's it.
Then why do you get those fruity weird things at the when you go there?
I don't. You do. I get an Americano, which is just espresso and hot water.
Okay. I guess I didn't know what
that's
Americano
not fruity
means.
Bullshit. It's espresso and hot water. It's blackest of black coffee.
There's a lot of
it's like fucking Australia black coffee. Like, you know how Aboriginal is so black, they're blue? That's the kind of coffee I like.
Huh.
That's not racist. That's
it
real life.
It was weird. We were at the Frappuccino place one day, and there was all these hoops they had jumped through to make whatever bullshit you wanted.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah, there was.
It was you. You're like, I want this green tea.
No.
Ice cream.
That shit was easy.
Mm-mm.
That shit was easy. We were standing there waiting for them to figure out how to make your drink somehow.
No, they weren't.
Pretty sure that was the case.
No. Because
they made it wrong the first time, didn't they? Or they bring you out a... They gave you a coupon because it took so long for them to figure out how to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty sure. Because there was a girl getting interviewed for a job there sitting right next across from us. And the whole time I kept thinking, you're poor lady.
Anyway, no, that's not the case. It's really easy. It's just
she's pretty.
Four shots of espresso and
made
hot water.
Trip fun.
It's really easy to make. Anyway.
It still took forever. Regardless.
No, it didn't. Anyway.
It did.
So... That shit was funny, right?
It was funny.
The thing about the ramen, yeah, it's fucked up, but it was pretty funny.
I learned that from Orange is the New Black, that like hot, the top ramen's like the new cigarettes in jail. Like, they trade the fucking flavor packs. That's real life.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
My sister told me that. She's been in jail. She's currently in there.
I don't. Okay.
And then she was fucking with my mom the other day, and my mom's like, it's not funny, Elizabeth. And I think that she was fucked with my mom, like, the mess with her a little bit. She's like... Hey, they send people to DOC, which means Department of Corrections. This is like big girl prison. Like, that's like prison. She's like, they send people to prison on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If I don't call you on Thursday, you know where I went. And my mom's like, that's not funny. And my sister laughed at her. And I was like, that's like a Liz joke. Cause like Liz is like, fuck it. I don't care. I'm in prison. Like, I'm going to prison cause it is what it is. Mm-hmm.
She's a little raw with it.
She's fucking horribly raw. She's rough.
Yeah,
she's like 80 grit sandpaper. Anyway,
that was pretty funny. Sorry, Liz, if you ever listen to this, I feel really bad.
I hope she does. She'd love it. She'd laugh her ass off.
I bet her prison mates would like it too.
She would laugh at it. That's true.
I'm gonna tell her about it when I talk to her.
Okay. I still feel bad that she's going to prison.
We need to reach out to that crowd.
It's not. I don't feel bad she's going to prison. She fucking was trying to smuggle heroin. It's not my fault. It's her fault.
It's not a matter of.
She gets it. She's doing way better now. She gets it. She's like, she's making massive steps forward. She's my best friend. I love her, my sister to death.
She hit him in the head with a shovel once. Awesome.
No, I hit her in the head with a shovel once.
Is that how the story goes?
I was throwing snow on her with a snow shovel, and she ran at me with hers, and ran right into the snow shovel, and like cut her head open, and she had to get stitches.
She was trying to hit him with the shovel.
But I hit her instead.
Right. I got the story confused.
Yeah.
My version's funnier. It's not true.
Well, I mean, she would hit somebody in the head with a shovel for sure.
For sure.
Anyway, number one on this list.
Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2.
Lost in New York.
This thing is Santa's sleigh. Bill Goldberg.
I think this actually got voted the best sequel of all time in cinematic history.
I don't think there's actually a list for that.
There was.
Okay.
I think there is, too.
Is there?
Yeah. It got voted the best sequel of all time.
It's got the Twin Towers on it. And our president. Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Donald Trump, and if you want to film anything in any of his hotels, like in the contract that you signed to do that, he gets a cameo in whatever movie it is.
Okay, let's go film something. That's sweet.
I don't know about now. I mean, he had to give up his seat.
Oh, yeah, he did. When he became president. Because of the president thing, yeah.
Did you know that Dwayne The Rock Johnson's probably going to run for president in 2020?
Fucking awesome.
It's going to be like Arnold mixed with like Trump. It's like going to be like a Democrat. It's going to be weird.
He'll probably turn into a reality show.
I might vote for him.
You remember there's a script?
I might too, actually.
We're very quickly heading towards the direction of Idiocracy very fast.
I didn't think about that until you said
Terry Crews was pretty good, though, as president.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he's probably awesome.
We need to figure out, you know how they put like fluoride in the water for like behavioral shit. Like, they need to start figuring out how to put shit in the water to make people sterile, because, like, we're fucked. That's the one thing that they need to quit fucking
doing. Yeah, like Philip Rivers. You're going on your
ninth kid.
Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Learn how to pull out, man. Give me
if this was China, you would have been, you, your head would have been cut off like four kids ago.
Yeah, fuck Philip Rivers. First of all, that guy's a cunt. Seriously, I hate Philip Rivers, and now he has nine of him.
He's like, well, I can't cry myself a river, so I cry out of my penis instead.
All over my wife's massively fertile fucking vagina. Like, come on, dude. Just pull out. It's not rocket science.
Tim, it is.
I don't know what.
It's simple. Just pull out. Just stop before you're done.
Freaking ridiculous.
Dude on her face.
So Macaulay Culkin.
What about him?
Got paid $4.5 million for Home Alone 2.
Seriously?
$4.5 million. Couldn't even spend it.
Sweet.
Yeah, what does a 9-year old spend on $4.5 million?
His parents spent some of it, and he got it, the rest of it, what was left when he turned 18, if anything was remaining.
And then Mila Kunis spent a bunch of it when they were dating.
Probably.
Totally worth it.
Funniest thing about this movie, to me, Michael Jackson visited Macaulay Culkin on the set. What do you think that was about?
They're friends.
Making that video black and white.
They were friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were real close friends, I bet.
Oh, I see what he's trying to do.
Yeah, you're trying to imply that Michael Jackson molested kids, but I don't think that he did.
Some kid lost in New York and he doesn't want to come visit the set? Come on.
I think that Michael Jackson just thought he was a kid still.
Maybe.
I think.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not going to get into that.
For a while, I wanted to make a comic book that was about Michael Jackson's, Neverland Ranch, but they were using it as a place for the prisoners to live that were famous prisoners. So
Guantanamo Bay?
No. It had nothing to do with, no. It's still be called Neverland Ranch. It was just the adventures of, like, Martha Stewart and other famous people that were in prison living on the Neverland Ranch. Anyway, it would have been hilarious.
How long is this episode?
It's fucking too long.
No, seriously, what's
shit
the time
needs to
on
stop right now?
Remember that, like, time, like, an hour and a half ago when I slipped and fell?
Right now, I do remember that. It was, yeah. It was a thing that happened.
Well, I got a piss, so what else do we need to say about Home Alone 2?
It was a movie.
Fantastic.
She went to a giant toy store. That was sweet.
Joe Pesci's a prince of, or king amongst men.
Yeah, that dude's awesome.
Amazing.
Daniel Stern, too.
Daniel Stern's also awesome. I know that in the first one, he befriends, like, the old man next door, which is fine. But the second one, the pigeon lady, like,
that
I mean...
That seems a little more sketchy.
Yeah, I mean, fuck that. Like, she's a pigeon lady. Like, she gave up on life and just became a fucking bum. Which gets me to one of my, like, my soapbox topic today, if you didn't have one, was going to be people who wear pajamas and slippers to fucking Walmart. Like, seriously? And that's basically, she wore pajamas and slippers to Walmart, and then she gave up so much in life, she just made friends with a bunch of fucking pigeons in Central Park. Like, that's the direction those people are going.
To be fair, she's still, like, a baller where she is.
That's true.
Is she, though? And then at the end of it,
she's living in New York, dog.
Yeah.
At the end of it, she throws she loves those pigeons, right?
Sure.
Okay, so Harry and Marv have all the paint stain and shit all over their bodies, right?
And the
right.
bird seed.
So they throw the bird seed on them, and the birds eat the bird seed mixed with, like, chemicals, which is going to kill all those fucking birds. So every time I watch them, I'm like... All those birds are going to fucking die.
As long as it's not lead-based paint, they'll be fine.
No, it's wood stain. That shit's going to fucking... Those birds are going to die.
Hmm. Well, there's lots of pigeons.
I don't know what to tell you.
So a bird flew in... What's Daniel Stern's character? Marv?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A bird flew in his mouth when that happened. Like, in real life.
Really?
That's pretty crazy. Fucking funny. And he was like, that was terrible. But...
Perfect.
It's funny. I'm like, where is that clip at?
Right? There's a clip with him spitting the bird out of his mouth.
Did he bite his head off like Ozzy?
No, I'm like,
I would hope so, but I don't think it happened.
Yeah, I don't think so. He did make a video as a response to Macaulay Culkin's video about the adult video of him where he's like the car driver that gets hijacked by what do you call that when it's a person with a gun that gets in your car and they're like, get out of the car.
Carjacker,
yeah. That eventually takes to a garage and tortures. Daniel Stern made a video as a response to his life being ruined by the kid Macaulay Culkin character in the movie.
I don't think I've seen that one.
It's not as popular as the other one is.
But is it good, though?
I liked it, but I thought it's not put together as well as the The Macaulay Culkin one is like fully put together. It's like a full production. The other one is more like him just with his camera at home.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a thing in the
world. It's a great sequel.
I like the one with the cult.
Maybe one of the best sequels of all time.
I mean, at some point, somebody at Child Services needs to be like, woman, you can't have fucking kids because you keep losing them, and that's not okay.
Well, I think probably Phil Rivers' ninth kid is going to be the actual Home Alone kid.
And my favorite thing is this. When I'm doing anything in life and somebody comes up to me and like, you know, man, I was just thinking, like, what did, like, Kevin McAllister's dad do for a job that he could afford that house and, like, airline tickets for all those people to Paris? It's like, yeah, I saw that fucking meme, too, two fucking years ago. Don't tell me that you came up with an original thought that was a fucking meme 2 years ago. Fuck off. Like, to say I saw this meme and that is interesting, fuck off. Like, come up with some original thoughts.
So what was his job? Was he a TV producer?
He probably was a fucking, like...
international jewel thief?
He was probably an investment banker of some sort. He probably makes shit tons of fucking money. It's not that big of a deal. Like
Wall Street banker?
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
What do you think, Tyler?
I think that his... Oh.
I think I have to take a piss. Real nice. Bad. But I think he was... maybe backing... a Coke thing.
No. No.
So what do you think about the brother-in-law, Frank, being the one that put the
no.
wet bandits onto the robbery?
No.
Uncle Frank? Is that what that guy's possible. Name is?
Yeah.
We've talked about that before. Mm. For that's for sure what happened. He's a fucking dirtbag.
Would make a lot of sense.
If they would have done a Home Alone 3 where he was actually a bad guy and, like, Kevin actually kills him and, like, that would have been cool. Like, snaps his neck and...
that went really weird, dark.
Go piss real quick and then weird. We can finish this out.
We're going to finish right now. All Ty has to do is hoodie hoo and call it.
Yeah.
No.
Like, that's pretty much it. That's how the show ends.
We have a few things
happy
to say.
Happy holidays, motherfucker, and hoodie hoo!
And that's it.
No, because we got to be like...
dun, dun, dun.
Don't forget about us on social media, and don't forget about us on this, and...
yeah, we just did it. Good job.
What about, here's my other question.
God damn it.
No. It's not God damn it.
Yeah,
we
it is.
We talk about Rob Schneider being in that fucking movie.
Which one?
In Home Alone 2. We're talking about Home Alone 2 right now.
Clearly because Rob Schneider only sort of matters.
And also fucking, like, Tim Curry was in it.
Yeah.
And Tim Curry's fucking brilliant.
Okay.
We don't give him any credit. Like, that's the guy that should be, like, the original.
He wasn't the important part of it.
He's pretty important.
No, he's important in it. Because he's clearly important in it.
He's important in a lot of things.
Well, yeah, that's true. There's a Time Warp Again song movie.
The what?
Do the Time Warp Again. What's that thing called? Where he cross-dresses?
The Time Warp Again?
That's a song they fucking sing in the goddamn movie.
Which one?
I can't remember the name of the fucking movie, clearly. That's why I use that to try to make you remember the name of it.
He's a woman?
No, he cross-dresses in it. Jesus. Black leather and shit.
Fucking Rocky Horror Picture Show.
See, there you
I was
go.
Like, what are you talking about?
It only took 12 steps to get to the point that was important.
God, that was really hard. That was really a struggle in life.
Yeah.
Why did it take so long to get to that?
I don't know.
No, why was he never the Joker?
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably because nobody. I don't know. Because Jack Nicholson is more important? I don't know.
I mean, Jack Nicholson's a brilliant Joker, but like he could have been the Joker at any point.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good question. Not now, probably, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be the Joker now, but Tim Curry could have been the Joker all those years ago.
Yeah, true.
So, Rob Schneider and Tim Curry, we didn't talk about either of those things.
I told him it didn't matter. They're both at Home Alone, too. There you go.
Tim Curry does matter.
Well, he matters in life, but not in this particular movie.
Especially in Clue.
He's a pivotal role in this movie.
Especially in Clue. My
also thing is, like, why...
Especially in Clue, he matters, yes.
He matters true. In Clue. So.
Hell yeah. Clue in it. There you go. I think that's all.
He was the original Pennywise, man. That shit was scary. That new
yeah, he was.
That new Pennywise isn't fucking scary at all. No, at all.
He kind of is.
Not at all. Fuck that. No, Tim Curry's Pennywise was scary as fuck.
Okay, that, so
the new one, not at all.
Tim Curry's scary is like... actual hobo from the fucking circus kill you and leave you in the backyard dead.
Right.
Scary. The new Pennywise is
not
like
scary at all.
Supernaturally scary.
No, it's not scary at all.
Yeah, it is. Supernatural.
It's not. Like, nothing scary about
not
it.
Not to adults, but to children. That's
not
the
even
whole
children.
Point.
My nieces and nephew were like, eh, it's not that scary.
Well,
I was like, let's watch the original one. And my dad is like, nah, that's probably not a good idea. So I made him watch it. And my Colton's like, Uncle Josh, I don't like that. I was like, yeah, because it's scary as fuck, right? And he's like, well, yeah, it's scary as fuck. I was like, don't say fuck in front of your mom and dad. Here's another Red Bull.
So, man, now you know I felt unsettled. Fit the one that day, probably.
I was like, I fucking told you guys. Tim Curry's way scarier.
Duncan's toy chest.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, I actually said this the other day when we were at Big Lots. Another thing at Big Lots. You know the big, like, bins of stuffed animals?
Yeah.
It's like, I could crawl into the bottom of this thing and, like, stay here, and I don't think that anybody would ever fucking know.
Depends on their security system, but you're probably right.
But, like, Duncan's toy chest, they, like, crawl in those houses and they stay there all night.
Yeah. Just fucking cruise out the back with all your shit.
Right? Like, even if the alarm does go off once you open the door, like, just text, like, hey, have the car ready. And by the time you get out, get in the car and cruise away or whatever you're going to do. And if this camera's just run a block away and get in the car, like, we could rob Big Lots very easily.
Okay, stop your mouth.
Let's do it.
Both of you, stop your mouths. The show ended when Ty went to the bathroom.
CBS is the dragon.
You're going to get arrested for fucking stealing from a Big Lots? I'd be like, no. I thought I was at home.
Because we stole a bunch of fucking headphones.
My mom lives in the Redlands, and this house looked the same. I'm sorry.
My God.
Like, oh, I thought I was stealing from Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. I didn't know I was in a Big Lots.
Wait, what? Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn live in Grand Junction?
Like, yeah. You want me to show you their house? Let's go right now.
Let's rob them. And the cops be like, okay.
And then you stab him in the neck with a fucking roofie and passes out.
You stab him in the neck with a roofie?
Apparently. Yeah.
Like with a syringe roofie.
I don't think that's not how that works, but okay.
Merry Christmas!
That's a great way
to do it. You filthy animals.
God bless everyone. All right, check us out on social media. If you like our show,
that's good.
Share it with your friends. Don't be assholes. Seriously, like, anything that you can do, share us, like us, all those things on social media helps us out immensely. Please do that. If you think that we're funny, talk about it. Go to Top 5 Comics to buy comic books. I bought an amazing comic book the other day it's a new series, Green Lantern, written by Grant Morrison, Space Police. Grant Morrison's an amazing writer. It's going to be fucking awesome.
I think we really should send out at the end of thanks for the pushing the store, though. That's good. With our Christmas song by our friend Vincent D'Onofrio. So everybody enjoy that, which makes the show double fucking long, you bastards.
Yeah.
God, 4 more minutes of crap for you people
to
listen to.
In case you guys didn't know, this is just episode 1 of a 2-part Christmas special. So, we'll see you next week for the next episode of Amazingness Christmas Extravaganza. Yeah. Thanks for listening to Never Been Done Podcast. I've been Josh. That's been Angry CBS. And
Ty the Hootie Hoo again, motherfucker.
Oh, God. Make it stop.
Day of Christmas, my true love sent to me partridge in a pear tree. The second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 2 turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. Day of Christmas, my true love said to me, 3 France hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The 4th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The 5th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. The 6th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings. 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Woo!
seventh day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Seven swans a swimming, six geese a laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge and a pear tree. The eighth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Eight maids of milk and seven swans a swimming, six geese laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge and a pear tree. The ninth day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Nine drummers drumming, eight maids of milking, seven swans are swimming, six geese are laying, five gold rings. Four collie birds, three French hens, two turtle doves, and a partridge and a pear tree. Woo! 10th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. 10 poppers popping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans a swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. 11th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. Whoa, 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings. 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in the pear tree. 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me. 12 lords a-leaping, 11 ladies dancing, 10 pipers popping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings. 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. Yes, sir! Yeah!